much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Maybe I'm not selling the excitement of what's happening today, but let's see if this helps.
Y'all ready for this?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What is time anyway? Is it just the rate at which one rock hurls itself around another rock in space? And if so, why do people call me late for a rock race?
I am done with you, lunatic!
When you wake up in the morning and
get to bed
on time, and you get yourself a looking, and you're cutting on the corner, see the bus fly by. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
And now.
We nailed it.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 5th of June.
What's up, hot steppers?
Murderer.
I'll take it.
Eni Kamozi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Jensen, you're the hip-hop authority on the program.
Sure.
What's a hot stepper?
I think it's a show-off. Here comes the hot stepper.
Murderer.
He's the cool dude. He's peacocking or whatever you call it.
Gotcha.
Here comes the coolest
showing
dude.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. Is that a word that that the man made up, or was that a word that already existed in the language?
It's kind of like a mixture of other, slangs, but it's something he kind of made up for the track.
I like that Bean chose to use that word and now wants to know what it means.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also, why so soon are we going into it?
This is something that Slang Man will tackle in about a decade.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just wait for the Slang Man report. That's a good idea. Guys, I have a problem here. I do have a thing, but if we have time, I have a problem here.
Okay.
My wife, mm-hmm. Is obsessed with the raccoons that live near our house, and she started feeding them. And I feel like that's a bad idea.
Yeah, raccoons suck.
No, raccoons are awesome, and I love
yes,
them.
Yes, they're awesome, and they're beautiful.
And they're
but
adorable.
They suck.
And why do they suck?
Because they destroy stuff, and they, I don't know.
What do they destroy?
They're trash eaters, right?
They're trash eaters, yeah.
Well, they haven't destroyed anything. They haven't created any kind of drama, except that now that my wife is feeding them, they know her and love her, and are getting up earlier and earlier to come looking for food. And the whole point of her feeding them, she says, is to feed them in the back of the house to keep them out of the yard, away from our dog, away from the baby birds that were just born at our house on Saturday, because they'll eat them if they find them. And
So her answer was to feed them every day to get them to come to the house, but not to an exact part of the house.
She wants them in the back of the house.
She drew them a map.
I see.
She said not here.
Training them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's a big fence behind my house that she feeds them on the other side of that, hoping that they'll realize, oh, this is where the food is. There's no reason for us to go on to the property proper and go, like, knocking on doors and stuff. So what's been happening is the raccoons have been coming around and just she has pictures of them just standing at the kitchen door, practically knocking on the door, going, hey, where's my food? You know what I mean?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
So the last two more, I didn't mention this yesterday, but it happened again this morning. The first thing I do when I come into the studio for work is I throw the doors open. And this morning, there's a raccoon just standing there, just waiting for me to show up. And I can see him right now. He's 12 feet from me right now, looking at me.
You mean right now or then?
This second.
Oh, right now.
I mean, I'm looking at him. I mean, as I speak to you.
We need to live stream this.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, I have a raccoon that's just... And why is a raccoon up at this time of day?
Maybe he's becoming a big Bean fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's... But he looks super... He looks like he's not enjoying the process. Like, Bean needs to step it up.
Maybe he's just listening to the whole show.
Yeah.
I just thought that raccoons were nocturnal and he should be back in bed.
Sounds like they've been breaking a lot of treaties you guys believed you had with raccoons.
They are. They're getting up too early. They're staying up too late. They're getting picky with their food. I mean, I don't know what to do because my wife thinks she's doing a great thing.
Yeah, I got to question that because I don't know that bringing them to your house and training them to come to your house to get food is the answer to not having them eat your dogs.
They already live kind of underneath the land on the other side of the fence. They already live there and have for years, okay? Mm-hmm. But what's new is them coming up into our business.
Right.
And then every day you got little raccoon footprints all over your
it's
decks.
It's weird that the raccoons would leave where they are that doesn't have food to come to your place where they know the food is coming from.
Why would they do that? Explain that. I don't understand that either.
How did that work?
Look, I know why they're doing it. Okay. I guess what my problem is how do I get it to stop? Have you ever tried to convince a wife to do something?
Of course.
Well,
it's too late.
It's
not now, possible. Though. They've tasted blood. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to come back no matter what.
They've called friends.
Yeah. No, this is. You're stuck with us.
What happened with Donna? She's smarter than all of us. How did she decide, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to feed raccoons to get them to not come to our house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand the thought process was to keep them away from the baby birds because we just had four little juncos born in a flower pot on our front porch, and the raccoons will eat them. So she was most concerned about that.
Problem solved.
Feed them. No. Right? You give them what they want. Food. Give them what they want.
Oh, we want these little birds to survive.
Did you name the birds?
Not yet. Okay. We're going to, though.
Going to, right.
And then, of course, she's worried about Lytus, you know, getting in a tussle there. So I just, the last thing I need, though, first thing in the morning, is a stare down with a trash panda.
Yeah, all condescending.
Yes. I mean, I love raccoons. I think they're adorable. I think they're fun to
watch. I think bears are adorable, too, but you stay away from them.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, like, I got a lot going on here, you guys.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I'm dealing with.
All right.
So.
Sounds awful.
Are you mocking?
I have to see a trash panda looking at me. Life is hard.
One that we've invited into our lives.
Right?
Now guys, won't leave.
It's not just that I'm looking at him out in the yard. He's standing on the doormat on the other side of an open door.
Right. And we've told you the answer 10 times and it's not happening.
And I feel like he's being super respectful. Like, just not coming in, just standing there, like, hey,
wiping his feet on the mat.
Right?
Yeah. He's going to get, like, three steps closer every hour.
he's got headphones on by the middle of the show.
He'll be co-hosting by 8 a.m.
Hitting drops.
Well, I mean, you need a replacement.
Sure.
Maybe he's him.
Pretty sweet.
All right, we don't have time for the thing now.
Sure.
I mean, if it's a short thing.
It can be a short thing.
Yeah, you have a short thing.
Okay. Michael Camo is his name. He is was the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana. He has had a prestigious career. In fact, at one time, he was named one of the 20 best teachers in America by USA Today and won a big cash prize for that. Well, now he's in the Catholic school system in Louisiana. And he was among other teachers and administrators who took a field trip to Washington, D.C., to the nation's capital. Now, I want you guys' opinion on this, because we always talk about how obsessed people are with sex, right?
Right.
This guy's a grown-ass man, and he's on a field trip in D.C. with his middle school students. It's a school-sponsored trip. The students are in their hotel rooms under the supervision of other chaperones, and he's free to do what he wants. He is not on the clock. He has no duties at all for the field trip, okay?
Yes.
So he does what, you know, you would expect the principal of a Holy Family Catholic school to do, and he hits up a strip club. So he's at the Archibald's Gentlemen's Club, which, do you have a problem with that, first of all?
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah,
his position seems like that is inadvisable. Like, don't ruin your job because of that.
I feel like when you're on a school field trip, maybe save it for another weekend.
In general, I don't have any problem with it, but in this case, maybe not.
But again, he's not responsible for the kids. He didn't take the kids there or anything like that.
Tell us the rest of the story then, because
he's got a night off. Well, the rest of the story is a police officer was dispatched around 2:20 a.m. on Friday on a complaint about an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill. Mr. Cabot was found standing in the roadway refusing to move. He was asked to move multiple times but refused. He was arrested on counts of public intoxication and possession of an open container of alcohol. Probably never good for you if you're a school administrator or principal to be arrested. Strip club, now you're talking about alcohol, now you're talking about resisting arrest. By the way, the strip club is about a quarter of a mile from the White House, which really surprised me.
No kidding.
Like zoning would keep that out, you would think. And how many of our former presidents have hit up that strip club if it's that close? He also, and this is a curious angle on the story that I would like to know more about, also had his service dog with him at the time.
Wow. Yeah.
What?
And there's no mention as to why he had or needed or was with a service dog.
That service dog loves strippers.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. If I was him, I would blame it all on the... I didn't even know where I was going. My service dog, he finally got some time off. He took me.
Yeah.
Right. He also, in addition to being fired, by the way, has also had to resign his role as a reserve officer in the local police department. So,
wow.
A lot of penalties on this guy. Just wanted to see some boobs one night.
Yeah, should have stayed in.
Maybe just think through that as
rented
for
a
second.
Movie. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just the thought of a Catholic high school principal at 2:20 in the morning.
Making it rain?
Right? Making it rain.
With a service
dog. I'm not
moving.
I'm in the middle of the road. I'm not moving.
With a service dog.
Yeah. I cannot picture my principal, Sister Myra, doing that.
Right?
I cannot.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Amazing.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, white men are the worst, Allie. You know that.
That was Bean. For what? All the people that are going to email me and say, I can't believe you said that, Allie.
For all the people that are going to email me as well.
Yes.
Well, I didn't say that either.
We all agree.
That was Bean.
We all agree that white men are awful. This is just the latest example. That's all.
Again, Bean.
I feel like an asshole.
Hey,
you should.
Well,
let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I don't really see the point of your program.
People are dumb on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a clown slash Elvis. He's a mixture, and he's called Clownvis.
Yes.
And he will join us today in studio.
He's going to be at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yep.
He's amazing,
wow.
By the way.
He is amazing.
He's amazing. He's
amazing.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Bean makes his guess on the show today.
By the way, when we found out that's an actual horn, not
a
drop,
I thought it was
all
sound
of our
effect.
Minds were blown. Bean, that's your horn.
The raccoon is definitely judging you.
Yeah. Right? The raccoon's like, too early for that, man.
Yeah. What shtick is this? I didn't know this was a morning zoo. Get it, zoo.
Right. They're trying to find LA's safest driver, which is a waste of time because I clearly am.
Well, that's what the notice you got from the Department of Motor Vehicles certainly said. Isn't
I mean, it?
It
didn't that time. It didn't say it.
Oh, right, that's what it said. Yeah. You were one of the worst drivers.
They
in the
just
state of California.
Wanted to keep me humble.
Oh,
I see.
That
right.
Is nice.
It was nice of them. Yeah. We have a guy who gave us some fan art, and it's amazing.
Edgar, mm-hmm. yeah,
Edgar is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk to him today, and we've got your tickets for Weenie Roast, Luau, and Beach Party as well coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Unfortunately, we're going to do that with Meowyoki.
So,
coming back.
That's not going to be good, but we'll do that later on this morning. Latest from Silver Sun Pickups on the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Silver Sun Pickups are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party. Your chance to win those tickets coming up a little bit later today on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thinking about wearing a Hawaiian shirt on Saturday. Appropriate?
Sure. The luau, right?
Yeah. Beachy, why not?
Can I, with a grass skirt, though.
Can I pull it off, though, I guess is my
question.
Oh,
God, no.
Can I pull off a Hawaiian
shirt?
I'm
nervous it doesn't show off your guns, dude. I feel like people are coming for the tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Side stage.
Tank top? You think a tank top?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's always a good decision.
Noted. Hey, it's 5:54. Allie is here with our first look at what's happening.
So yesterday, we were talking about Tracy Morgan, just named ESPY's host. Everything's looking great, right?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, he drove off the lot after he bought a $2 million Bugatti and crashed.
And crashed.
More of a sideswipe from another guy. But nonetheless, you just drive off the lot
with
a $2 million car. He said it was literally an hour ago. Paid $2 million for it. He was being treated in an ambulance, and people around were like, this dude can't catch a break, right? With his awful injury in that sleep-deprived bus driver. Yeah, or
trucker. Well, that's how he's got $2 million to spend on a car. Can't be from TV.
Yeah, I would assume he probably made some money from that accident, for
deservedly,
sure.
By the way.
Yeah, but he wound up tweeting, "Thanks for any concern, but I'm totally fine. My new car? We shall see. Love you all." I mean, that's not fun.
No, I don't think that's what you want. First day, no.
No. Not good.
That sucked.
Do you guys remember how many people were in your graduating class in high school?
I always forget this. Somewhere between 250 and 650.
Okay, that's a range.
Can't figure out what it was.
All right.
Mine was somewhere between 1 and 1 million.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Again, a good range.
Thank you.
Bean, I don't think you remember.
I don't remember what high school I went
to. Okay, excellent. Mine was small. It was 62 people in my class.
Okay.
This class, very tiny. One person graduating. It's a kindergarten through eighth grade, but one person graduating from eighth grade. But they still have a little commencement speaker, and it's going to be Jenny Slate. She is going to speak at this month's graduation ceremony.
To the one kid?
For Cutty Hunk Elementary School's one kid, which is awesome.
I couldn't love that more than they asked, and I couldn't love that more than she said yes.
She said yes, yeah. Slate's audience will be Gwen Lynch, this year's lone graduate of the school, her family, and maybe some other Cutty Hunk residents.
That's fantastic.
The school is called Cutty Hunk. I love everything about this story. But can you imagine she's just like looking around and then just zeroes in on poor little Gwen for the whole speech?
She can say the name and everything. Gwen. Like
when exactly.
Gwen, when you, like, she could personalize
just tailored it. Completely to Gwen.
Just take Gwen to lunch or something and just give her the speech over food.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I mean, why bother making it all formal?
Well, I think she still needs the whole graduation.
Okay, sure.
And then maybe lunch, right?
Yeah,
maybe they'll go to
after.
A Friendly's?
Yeah, there you go.
Cracker Barrel?
Olive Garden?
P.F. Chang's?
Sizzler?
Cheesecake Factory?
I'm out.
All my fast food.
So early.
It was like Taco Bell.
I know Jensen could have gone on.
Oh, I know.
Honestly,
I did too.
This could have went into the 9 o'clock hour.
Guys, so this is interesting. Variety did a report that Jussie Smollett may be returning to Empire's sixth and final season on Fox. And somebody slapped that right down. That person, the show's creator, Lee Daniels, who tweeted, "Jussie Smollett will not in all caps, by the way, be returning to Empire." Thank God for Lee Daniels. Am I right?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
But canceled.
They released all that paperwork. That sort of shows that he was 100% guilty, it looked like.
Yeah.
And why did they drop the case? Like, I don't understand anything about
this. It's still confusing to me.
Yeah.
And there were 400 pages they released.
Yeah.
I'll get to it one day.
And most of it's damning, you know, evidence. And it's like, I don't know what happened there. Oh, you know what? You're good. We're not going to charge you.
All very weird. I don't like it one bit, you guys.
Same.
You know what I do like? A lot of people on this birthday list. Like 311 bassist Peanut.
All right.
We can see him on Saturday. Actor Nick Kroll. Kenny G, who you hang out wearing a bunch of glitter and pasties, right, Kevin?
Good run into him at EDC, yeah.
Yeah, good times. Gamer Ninja. You've got the bassist for Fall Out Boy, Pete Wentz. Actors Jeff Garlin, Ron Livingston, and Mac Wahlberg. Right?
Mac, so, you mean Mark?
Mac.
But Mac, his brother?
Mark. Mac Wahlberg.
Yeah, you're saying that as a Boston?
You're saying like in a Boston?
It's Mac, yeah.
So it's Mark.
It's Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Just trying to clarify.
I did think we were getting into a real, like, Jeffy Jonas or something. Like, they had another brother I didn't know
Mac,
about.
Mac Wahlberg. He has the first Wahlbergers.
Yeah. He's just, the fryer. Yeah.
Good times.
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 23 minutes after 6.
We're going to talk to the Kevin and Bean listener who has created some wonderful fan art of me walking hand in hand with Billie Eilish.
That's not creepy.
And I'm carrying a suitcase and she's carrying a plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a reference to the film The Professional.
Uh-huh.
It was what I asked for from the audience.
Whoa.
So there are some details from both your life and the film.
Who am I from The Professional?
You are Leon, the hitman.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Billy Eilish.
You see Bean, you go, hitman.
Yeah,
did Leon in the movie have pigtails?
No, that's from your life.
That's from me, okay.
Yeah, and then she's the Natalie Portman role of the mentee, you know, sort of learning the ways of the professional.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Edgar, who painted this for us, coming up in a few minutes, and find out what he's on. I saw a story that is related to what we're going to talk to Dave, the King of Mexico, about. This did not make as big a news as I thought. The FBI, you guys, now has access to more than 640 million photos of people's faces in searchable form. Apparently, they have been compiling photos from everywhere they can get them, including online and through driver's license bureaus. 20 states have given their Bureau of Motor Vehicles, Department of Motor Vehicles, the database, the driver's license database, turned it over to the FBI. None of us were asked when you go and renew your driver's license.
I don't think they cared.
They don't say, hey, do you mind if we turn this over to the FBI? I guess they figure the government's the government.
Yeah.
But everywhere you are going now, and there's all these stories lately about how appropriate these cameras are, this facial recognition software that they have that they're trying to fight to have happen in San Francisco, the government knows where you are, who you are, what you're doing at all times.
Yeah, I was telling you guys yesterday that I joined Clear, which is a great service at every airport. You just walk up, you get to basically get to the front of the security line, mm-hmm. don't have to go through that, don't have to show your ID. But the reason is because you've given your fingerprint and iris print to them so that you can use their computer system and just walk right through. But like all that needs is one summons from the government, and they have everything about you. I basically just handed them all of my murder alibis.
You know what? It seems weird, but I've just given up on...
Yeah, same.
There's no way you can keep people from having your info. That's just a thing now.
Yeah. Our phones, if you say, you know, for example, socks at any point during your day, Instagram later at that night will offer you to buy socks.
Yeah, true.
Which is Kevin every day.
Yeah, true.
So we bring all that up to bring up this. Why is Dave, our producer, the King of Mexico, why is he inviting even more government into his life by making sure they know where he is every second of every day?
Here's what I'll say. The headline is LA drivers can win $20,000 in contest for safe motorists.
Yeah, boy.
So my answer to you, Bean, would be 20 grand.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Any money.
So how does this work, Dave? What did you have to do in order for them to start tracking your vehicle every minute of the day?
So they're doing this contest for a month, and you have to download an app called LA Safest Driver, and it literally maps every single drive you do, even mm-hmm. when you're the passenger. So you have to set it to be like, oh, I was a passenger.
Even when you're the passenger.
Yeah. When you're on a rail system, everything, it tracks it, and it follows you. It shows you everything that you do.
So you're doing this so that you can win the money for being LA's safest driver?
Well, that's what I thought I was doing it for, but now I'm kind of nerding out on all the stats that are coming out of it.
By the way, this is a new thing for Dave, for the King of Mexico, for me at least. Yeah. He loves statistics. Who knew that? Who would have thought that in a million years?
Hmm. What kinds of things do they know about your driving habits, Dave?
It could tell if you're distracted by your phone. Hard braking.
How?
When you're picking up your phone, it knows. Hard braking, cornering.
Your heart braking? That seems so terrible. Does, every time you're braking. Oh, God.
Speeding. It's crazy. It shows you every time you're past the speed limit on a drive.
That's bogus. All right, so.
For Kevin, it's all red.
Do you have the ride in today?
Yeah.
How it judged your ride in today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So for today's ride,
Dave can actually look at a map with a highlight of his car going through Los Angeles and telling him, like he said, when he's speeding, when he's braking too much.
Yeah. And this is, you know, this just shows like today's drive is a perfect example of why I'm going to win 20 grand.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome. All right. Out of five, braking today was a one.
Oh.
Good start,
okay.
Right?
You want a lower number?
No.
Okay.
Oh, this isn't
Got
golf.
It. Okay.
What? Acceleration, 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Woohoo.
Why is your braking so bad?
Yeah, why is that bad? Why are you hitting your brakes all the time?
I don't know, man. People.
Can it take traffic into account?
How does it know?
It could tell when your car goes from a certain speed to a certain speed. It knows. The phone knows everything.
Do you have a chip in your neck, too?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Cornering, 3 out of 5. All right. Not bad. I don't even know what that means, but sure.
Would have been way lower had you made right turns.
Yeah.
And if you didn't Tokyo drift down La Brea.
Right. Speeding, 1. Okay, I'll accept that.
Speeding, 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here's the one that's going to shock you guys. Phone distraction, 5. Thank you.
They just
don't. Well, that makes sense since we don't get an email from you till you're in the office.
Yeah. Yeah, but so today.
So your total score?
A 1. Today. So
your total score was a 1?
Yeah, total score was a 1 because I had 2 ones out of 5.
I mean, give up.
So did you delete the. What?
No way. I'm going to see it through.
So you think you're going to come back?
Yeah. Because yesterday I had a trip where I was 4 out of 5 on the freeway. Because I was chill, you know, driving on the 405. Mm-hmm. Just sitting in traffic, not doing anything, just some one lane, 4 out of 5. Perfect.
Why not 5 out of 5? That's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, not 4 out of 5.
Again, heartbreak. I don't know what that means.
4 to 5 is 80%, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, this is so cool.
Is it?
And I'm going to win money.
It's definitely cool. A couple things. One, they could easily, if they could figure this out, wait till you start getting, like, tickets in the mail.
Yeah, speeding tickets.
Yeah. No, because this is not connected to any
that you know of. They don't know anything about you.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Yeah, and it's fine. I'm not going to get any speeding tickets, and then because I can just delete the app and.
So when
no
did you get the app?
You can't delete the app. That's correct. My whole point yeah. with all of this, and none of you listen.
App,
to me.
It'll look like the app's gone, but it's still working.
At this point, the app deletes you.
Biscuit for Weenie is now happening. Woo-hoo! It's not just something that we're trying to make happen. It's happening.
Yeah.
I am honestly so excited to see Limp Bizkit for the first time in 19 years on Saturday night at the beach.
Agreed.
K-Rock Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party is going to be at Doheny. We got tickets you can win later on this morning on the program. In fact, we're bringing back Meowie Oki. I'm very excited about that as well. Tickets are on sale if you want to join us for the party with 311 Silver Sun Pickups, DJ Snoopadelic, a.k.a. Snoop Dogg, the Lumineers, Limp Bizkit, ex-ambassadors, and more. You can buy your tickets at frontgatetickets.com.
And being on stage with the ukulele.
I don't think that's happening.
As well.
I have not been.
It's going to be good.
As
I should
have been about my ukulele
just
lessons.
Before the closer, probably, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'd love that. That'd be great. I'd love to see that. I guess I'm not talented enough to pull it off. Speaking of talent, got an email. Excuse me. Take it back. Got a tweet and an Instagram post the other day from a very talented Kevin and Bean listener whose name is, no joke, Edgar Allan Toe. Now, I know he's tired.
This is not possible.
That sounds like a roller derby name.
I know he's tired of having to explain that his real name is Edgar Allan Toe, but he's on the phone with us right now. So why don't we start there? Hey, Edgar.
Hey, good morning. Kevin, Bean, Allie, Justin, how y'all doing?
Hey, we are good.
Great. And thank you so much for agreeing to come on bright and early with us. So Edgar Allan Toe, what's the story there, my friend?
it does have a connection with death. I was named after Edgar Allan Poe. My aunt that died young is her favorite author. Mm-hmm. And just to let you know, my sister's Marie Antoinette, so it's intentional.
Like, what is happening?
I love your family. I love your family.
They're bad at names, but they're good, it seems like, at everything else.
So, Edgar... Yes, go ahead.
No, that's what you guys said like 20 years ago when I first met you guys.
Yeah.
You guys made fun of my name.
So that's what we should have done.
How did we meet you 20 years ago?
It was at a Music Plus, you guys. It was the second Christmas album.
Wow.
And it was off of Adams and Brookers, and bought the album, and you guys signed it, and Lightning signed it too. I didn't know why he did that, but
you know what is funny is occasionally somebody will go through the line and go, not you, Kevin, just Bean.
Or vice versa. Yeah, it is weird how people have their favorites. So Edgar, so you've been listening to the show for a long time, and thank you very much for that. What inspired you? I assume Jensen inspired you the other day when he brought up The Professional, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it was they were making fun of you for going to Billie Eilish all by yourself. And and he just put it out in the world. He's got the power of the secret. And put it out in the world. Somebody should do the fan art. And it just popped in my head. It just kind of materialized in my head. And the very next day, I had a canvas in front of me, and Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and a little bit of Monday, and it was done. So really inspired.
We put this picture up on all the Kevin and Bean social media if you wanted to see it, the Kevin and Bean Instagram or Twitter account. Why don't you describe what's going on in the portrait, Edgar?
Well, everybody was making fun of the whole Natalie Portman and Moby thing, and of course you going to Billie Eilish by yourself. It's my girl, man. Mm-hmm. And, it just materialized, and I was like, that's the image from The Professional. That poster was kind of iconic. You know, everybody recognized it. And I thought I'd put it together that way with the background in the city and, Bean wearing his, Taylor Swift shirt, which is, like, perfect to the theme. And I had to put Billie Eilish in her Louis Vuitton because that's recognizable for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, the B-team, shout out to the B-team, had – you know, being with his pigtails on last week. And I'm
yes.
like, that's perfect.
Yes.
That's perfect.
That's the part that makes me so happy.
It's amazing. Also, I mean, the shirt, first of all, has like 20 Taylor Swift's faces on it, which is unbelievable.
Which is what his shirt has.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the pigtails.
He nailed it.
I remember
very specifically that day at Weenie Roast, and I saw someone in pigtails, and I was like, please be Bean, please be Bean, please be Bean, please be Bean. And I got closer and closer. I was like, yes!
Look, I stand by those pigtails.
You
I
should.
I still think that was a good look. Billy Eilish does not look happy in this photo.
And you look thrilled.
Too happy.
I don't know if I've ever seen you that happy in real life.
Well, Bill, you know, like when you see images of Billy Eilish, she does kind of have that brooding look and everything.
Sure.
And, you know, I saw your post over the weekend of the concert, and she was wearing pigtails, and it looks just like the pigtails you were wearing. So holy cow. This just fits perfect.
Have we addressed the other hand for Bean? I know we talked about the
holding hands,
but he is holding the ukulele case, no?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, he is.
Unreal.
Yes, he is. I made it smaller to make it a ukulele.
So good.
Unbelievable. You're so talented, Edgar. What do you do with your art?
You know, I'm actually really lucky. I signed with an art dealer. And they are going to be getting my paintings and sculptures spread all over the country in different galleries.
No kidding. Congratulations.
Great.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I got a professional here doing this this painting.
Well, a hopeful professional.
But look, you're going to send him a print, though, right?
Oh, no, you're going to get the original.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. Bean doesn't need more art.
He doesn't deserve it.
it was really, it was so much fun. And you know, something like this was so inspirational. And just, you know, it just flowed, you know, like it just went. It was kind of in the zone.
Did you feel like I'm sort of losing money right now by painting a guy with pigtails? I could be doing something that could be making me money?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, listening to you guys for 30 years, I feel like I kind of owe you something.
You don't. So nice. Thank you very much.
Very sweet.
You're absolutely the sweetest.
It's so crazy. You say something just in passing on the radio show, like, oh, guys, if there's fan art and you come up with some stupid idea, and then someone with actual talent translates it.
Yep.
It's kind of weird.
Well, you know, it was the secret. You guys, you know,
I guess so.
You know, dog, all that stuff.
You know, well, Edgar, where can people see your stuff? I mean, obviously, we've posted this this painting, but now I and others are going to be intrigued to see more of your work. What's the best place to go to check you out?
Well, there are a couple of places. The art dealer is the artistllc.com, and the series I created, which is the Sweetheart series, it's kind of a like an upgraded pinup style with a little bit of a fantasy with giant candy and donuts and everything. That's at the Artist LLC, and also my Instagram, EdgarAllentoeArt.com.
Okay, EdgarAllentoeArt.com, and that's T-O-H. Well, thank you very much for this. We really appreciate it. If you're serious about giving it to us, we will hang it with pleasure and with pride here in the office of the Kevin and Bean Show.
100% going in the bathroom, Edgar, but we love it.
Well, you know, at least it might replace, you know, Naked OJ, right?
Amen.
I'm all for that.
But amen.
OJ ain't going anywhere. Bean's got that front and center.
Thank you, Edgar. Keep in touch, my friend. We really appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I got some going on for Kevin, too, so I'm excited for that.
Oh,
should I be excited
soon.
About that?
No, it's everybody will be excited. I don't know if you'll be excited.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds, stuff sounds like the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it is 6:53.
That's Panic at the Disco, by the way.
Yep.
And I know how much we all love Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been saying that he's now hanging out with Taylor Swift all the time, and I wondered if that affected your feelings about him, Kevin.
I mean, I still love him, mm-hmm. because great people can make bad choices.
How dare you?
You know, no one's perfect.
How dare you? Hey, Clownvis on the program Woo! Today.
Oh.
Whoa.
Also, People Are Dumb, and a brand new Bean Makes His Guess, all straight ahead. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday morning.
What's going on?
What's going on is I would like to give you a little something, you guys. You like the Lumineers?
Sure.
You like Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Very much.
How about the two great tastes that taste great together this Friday, June 7th? You're going to get to go down and check them out on Jimmy Kimmel Live. We are going to give five winners a pair of passes. Let's just take the first five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. And enjoy your Friday.
That's like an appetizer nice. For Saturday. You know
right.
what I mean? Like a small taste.
It's a nice little nibble for sure. Guys, what's happening on the James Bond set?
I don't know. I've not heard this.
Well, I told you about the ankle injury to, of course, the star, Daniel Craig.
Right.
Running, had a little issue.
So they brought in Robert Pattinson?
No, no.
Okay.
He wound up having to go ankle surgery. They still did some of the filming, whatever. But a controlled explosion on the set of Bond 25 damaged some of the 007 stage at Pinewood Studios and caused a minor injury to a crew member off stage. No injuries were reported on set, but I mean, it seems like one thing after another has happened. It seems bad.
Well, it does, but when you watch those movies, it's a miracle that doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
Because they're all explosions and action and people running and fighting and everything else like that. It just seems like every single movie should have that kind of stuff.
Well, the movie is still on track for a release in April 2020. So keep it coming, I guess.
Keep it coming is okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Allie, right, why? I know you're very, very busy with your active life, but why haven't you watched any more James Bond movies after those first two?
Listen, it
you liked
took
him so
me
much.
How many years to watch two?
Right, but I think once I thought I, once you fell in love with
like the
character,
floodgates, yeah,
and
they
the
open.
Series, okay. Yeah, now you'd be like, oh my god, I need to binge the rest of them.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, we got that out of the way.
Yeah. No, they were good, and I enjoyed them. Which one? I watched Casino Royale and Goldfinger.
Yep.
Both enjoyable. Yeah. I would like to check out a Roger Moore flick.
You should.
Absolutely will. Again, very busy.
Very busy.
Very busy.
Not in a rush.
Not in a rush. They're going to be there for me when
got,
I need them.
Jensen, we got Allie to watch The Godfather finally a couple of years ago for the first time ever. She still has not and apparently has no interest in watching The Godfather 2.
Which might arguably be better.
That's what the majority of people told me.
Yeah.
The one sequel is better than the original. That and Weekend at Bernie's 2 is better than one.
And Empire Strikes Back, by the way.
Oh, sure, yeah. That one too.
That works.
But how do you... Okay, busy.
Busy. Well, also, I know this is going to upset a lot of people.
Uh-oh, hot take, Jones.
The Godfather was perfectly fine. Why would I rush out to see something that I
it's
wasn't
better?
Like, woo, that was wonderful.
I think you're way past rushing out.
Right, you're right.
It came out in 1974.
Okay, correct.
I don't think you're first in line yet, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's great, that's
okay.
Why. Because somebody is saying to you, hey, over here is one of the best meals you could ever have in your life. Just sit in the booth and eat it. And you're going, nope, I'll just sit over here and starve.
She's sitting in her car and eating Panda Express. It's a little, it's even, because she's watching other movies.
That's
not
right.
As good
yeah.
as.
That's right.
It's a little funny how all of us sort of know each other. And so we go, hey, this show's for you, Jensen. Mm-hmm. This show you'll love, Allie. And then rarely do we take them up on that
suggestion. Mostly we just
and then when
it.
We finally get to it, we go, hey, you were right.
Have you seen,
why don't you tell anybody?
Have you seen Apocalypse Now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have seen that.
Okay.
Just trying to see.
I'm feeling it out. Do you love that movie?
War movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was really war-y.
She hasn't seen it.
a real critic.
Wait, was Martin Sheen in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, I've seen it.
And Marlon Brando.
Yes, I absolutely saw that.
Okay. Robert Duvall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was real good.
Okay.
Well,
anything else? Like any other movies?
I mean, over time, I want to learn over time.
Sure.
I guess what I'm saying is just this. You're bringing up this James Bond story. You're excited about the next Bond movie. I just feel like until that one comes out, maybe, you know, every 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, watch another one. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Okay.
She hears you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. But,
right.
Again, when you say I'm really excited about this next James Bond movie, where would you get that information?
I don't know. It seems like it comes up a lot.
Well, it's in the news a lot because people keep, you know, getting injured on
the
set.
I don't know if you know, but Allie does...
I do the entertainment.
It's, Hollywood news and movie news and stuff like that.
I was excited for Danny Boyle at the helm. I thought that would be great. Mm-hmm. And then when he was replaced, I was like, that's not great.
Back to Panda Express in the car.
Right?
Yep.
Back to my... Let's be honest. That orange chicken?
I mean, I wouldn't trust someone who doesn't like the orange chicken.
Thank you. Agreed. You guys, do we need this? Not sure. Will people watch it? Probably. A follow-up series to the classic sitcom Punky Brewster is in the works. The original series star, Soleil Moonfry, is attached to the new version.
Which is the craziest part.
Yeah, it's going to follow Punky as a single mother of three.
Punky's got to be 55 by now.
I think she's early 40s.
Okay,
still though, grown woman named Punky.
Punky.
A single mom of three trying to get her life back on track when she meets a young girl that reminds her a lot of her younger self.
No!
Right? Punky Brewster.
No!
I don't know anything about that show.
I watched it religiously. Yeah,
absolutely.
Cherry Johnson.
Cherry Johnson went to my elementary school.
And her name is Cherry Johnson.
It is in real life.
Yeah. Allie, you're looking forward to this? Jensen, you are too?
No, I won't watch this.
Okay.
But I will watch old Punky Brewsters if you just put them on. I don't know why
you would. I'll check it out because I think Soleil Moonfry is a delight.
Okay.
So I will absolutely check it out. I want to see what her fashion is now.
Sure.
Still doing some rainbow prints. We don't know.
You know, different socks.
The dog's still around? Or?
It's probably the same dog, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, the dad isn't.
Oh.
Mm.
I mean.
Wartimer? No, what is it? I forget his last name. Oh, that's going to kill me all day.
You're right.
It's killing the rest of us now.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. We have got Peanut from 311, Mark Wahlberg, Jeff Garland, Ron Livingston, Nick Kroll, Ninja, Kenny G, and Pete Wentz.
Okay, don't. Yell at me.
Don't you bring
no,
a bad
serious.
List into this.
It's not a bad list.
It's not a bad list, but it's subjective.
We'll be the judge of that.
It's subjective. Our friends over at Ranker.com have thousands of lists on their website, and they are crowdsourced. In other words, anybody can put up a list, and then people contribute to the list, and then people vote on what the
topic
is.
Don't be mad at you. We got it.
Mm-hmm. Over 215,000 votes. The topic today is 80s acting teen idols.
Oh!
80s acting teen idols. So these were the boys and girls who were all over our TV sets and movie screens in the 1980s who became teen heartthrobs. Now, I should specify, not everybody is technically a teenager on this list, but these are all young people that capture the imagination of teenagers, okay? That were, like, the number one person on the list is 24, for instance. Everybody's that age or younger, okay? So these are people you would have seen on TV or in the movies in the 1980s that you would have had crushes on. I guess that's the best way to put it.
All right.
And it's this week's Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a
pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya,
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes!
Alright, you get a point for getting one in the top 10. Kevin, as is customary, you sit at the head of the table, you get the first guess. Who is the 80s teen idol you expect to see in the top 10 on this list?
I would say Howard the Duck.
Yes?
What?
That is an outstanding guess. I only have the top 30 in front of me. It may have just been outside the top 30, but no point there. Muggsy.
How about from 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp is number 3 on the list. Very well done. It's hard for me to think about old man Johnny Depp as being a teen heartthrob, but he sure was back in the day, right? All right, Alan McKay, what say you?
I'm going to go with a member of the Brat Pack that looks the same now in 2019, and it's disturbing. Mr. Rob Lowe.
Number 6. Well done.
Wow.
Mr. Rob Lowe, number 6. Sam Seaborn from the West Wing was a teen idol, you guys. All right, a point apiece for you two. Kevin, here's your chance to get on the board.
John Belushi. What?
I'm sorry. No John Belushi as an 80s teen idol. Beer Mug.
Probably on many issues of Tiger Beat. Ricky Schroeder.
That is a fantastic guess who does not appear.
Wow.
Does not appear in the top 30.
What?
Come on. This list
no
is
Ricky
dumb.
Schroeder.
It's a bogus list.
Look, there's a lot of good people you guys haven't thought about yet.
Mostly TV or movie?
They're mostly TV or movie. That is correct.
No, I was hoping for a hint, but okay.
I think mostly movie, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Mostly movie, but there's a lot of TV people on here too. All right, Allie, you're up.
Now I don't feel great about this guest. But let's give it up for God. Kirk Cameron.
Oh!
Kirk Cameron, not on the list.
What?
Kirk Cameron, not on the list.
Stupid list, right?
Yes!
Ranker.com, everybody. Ranker.com, not Bean. Mr. Kevin Ryder.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I mean, he was in a lot of very popular movies.
Thank you.
But no, not on the list.
Mugs.
Rest in peace, Corey Haim.
Corey Haim, I'm sorry, number 22.
Oh!
Number 22. On the list, but not top 10. Not for a point. Allie.
My babysitter loved him. Leif Garrett.
No Leif Garrett.
Come on!
He was mostly a singer. Was he an actor even? These are all actors.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
he was
a singer.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I just remember the name.
You were outraged.
Yeah, I was. Okay, never mind. Bad guess.
All right. Kevin, you are yet to score a point.
How dare you? I'm going to get it with this one, though.
Okay.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is
hot.
Boom!
He is hot.
No, I'm sorry.
He's hot, though. We can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how great is the petition online right now? 100,000 people or something like that have signed up to make Danny DeVito the new Wolverine.
That'd be sweet.
How fantastic is that? Beer Mug, you started strong, but nothing since. What's going on, man?
Charles in Charge's Scott Baio.
Is Scott Baio on the list?
Oh, come on!
I mean, naming all 80s heartthrobs. I don't understand this
list. Ridiculous.
There are plenty more. Allie.
I don't know his name, but he was in the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Blue Lagoon.
Do you know his name? Chris?
Yes.
Chris.
Chris.
Yep. Is he on the list?
First and last name, Chris.
He is not.
Are you serious?
What was his name? Chris? He was with Brooke Shields.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, last round, wow. And then I will reveal. Kevin, your final guess.
Rick Moranis.
Oh. Hey, shut up, Muggs. That was a good guess.
Are Beer Mug and Allie tied right now?
We are.
Muggs, this is your chance
to take
the lead.
I just want to point out that I've been giving comedy answers, and I'm 1 point behind both of you.
You are. You are correct.
All right, Beer Mug, what's your final guess?
Oh, my God. I'm totally out now. He was super hot in The Mask, Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz, no.
Was he super hot in The Mask?
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved Rocky Dennis.
Allie, this is your chance to win the game.
I'm Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez is number 8, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Yes, look at that. Allie is the winner.
Okay, is Andrew McCarthy on it?
Andrew McCarthy is number 30 on the list.
All right, don't start showing off now. You already won.
Here's who's in the top 10. Alyssa Milano at number 10.
Sure.
River Phoenix.
I think
heartthrobs
as men.
These were acting teen idols. I'm just telling you.
You said heartthrobs.
Yes, Ali Sheedy is also on this list. Demi Moore is on this list. Brooke Shields is on this list.
Okay, then you needed to say men and women.
I did say men and women, by the way.
No, you didn't. Roll the tape.
We can go back to the tape.
Chip, did he do it? Did he say it?
No, never said women.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Let's throw it out then. Ali doesn't win.
River Phoenix, number 9. Number 8, Emilio Estevez. Number 7, Robert Downey Jr. Number 6, Rob Lowe. Number 5, Ralph Macchio.
Oh, Karate Kid.
You should have gotten that one, Allie.
I know.
Number 4, Winona Ryder. Number 3, Johnny Depp. Number 2, Molly Ringwald. And number 1, Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Michael J. Fox. I told you he was 24. I tried to give you a hint on that. And, of course, from Teen Wolf and then the Back to the Future films. So there you go. There's your 80s acting teen idols. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yeah. People are dumb on the program today. Also, Clownvis. In studio, and we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party on the way as well. I'm excited about this topic, but I feel terrible for the people who are pigeonholed because of one incident.
Do you?
I do.
Do
I
you
really
feel
do.
Terrible about that?
Yes, I do feel terrible about that. And here's why. Because I think so often people are put in a little box because of one mistake or one thing that happened to them that's not their fault.
Is that how you feel?
And I don't think you should be defined by that for your entire life.
Odd.
Look, somebody just painted a portrait of me in pigtails that I wore one time like 10 years ago.
But that's forever. Pigtails are forever.
But this is my point, though. Am I the pigtail guy because I wore them one time to one Weenie Roast?
That's yes, you are.
The only time I've ever had them. This is what
I call
I'm talking
you PT.
About.
I mean, O.J. Simpson only murdered two people once, and he's a murderer forever. So it's similar.
That's a very fair analogy, Jensen.
Wow.
So the topic is you got a bad reputation for something you did once. And Kevin, I can tell you're already a little bit butthurt because it kind of happened to you.
Because of that and because of your faults, you're lying about feeling bad for people. So I came in here one day and I told a story about a shopping cart. And I had put the shopping cart someplace where it was safe so it wouldn't roll. And I got in my car and left. And then as I was leaving the parking lot, I looked in my mirror and it was rolling.
Right.
And then I was like, what do I do? Like, am I still responsible for that? Can I cut it off? And I realized it was way across the parking lot. So, you know, I left. So then Bean jumped
not
in.
Not my problem writer.
So then Bean jumped in. Mm-hmm. This is why I think he doesn't feel bad. And said, oh, yeah, he does that everywhere. Kevin's always leaving out
well,
shopping
carts. You said it was a one-time thing.
It was a one-time thing.
Is that possible?
And then Bean said, oh, send pictures. I can't remember how it snowballed. Yeah. But I get pictures to this day of a guy in, like, South Carolina that has a shopping cart in an open, you know, lot. And they're like, Kevin, how did you get here? To this day. How long ago was that? 3 months? 4 months?
At least last year? At least, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
By the way, please raise your hand if anybody believes that Kevin has put the shopping cart back in the correct slot every single time except that one day he told us about.
There's no, I mean, this room has no arms up. Not even Kevin's.
Here's all I will say.
That's Kevin's move.
Here's all I will say. That's not my move. Here's what I will say, though, is the store that I was at doesn't have a place for carts.
Oh, yeah, they just say leave them willy-nilly. Leave them wherever you want.
They don't have a place.
Flip them upside down and just put them anywhere.
So you have to walk them inside and put them in the line. I'm not doing that in that place.
Wow.
Every other place where there's a place to put them, I put them.
Okay.
Am I not helping myself?
They have a place to put them. You just refuse to put them in that place.
There has to be a spot.
There's no spot.
He's taking pictures. He claims
there's no spot.
But then he also went into it, and it was raining. So, like, everything kept going on and on. I wasn't feeling good.
I shouldn't have been there.
So there was
none of that happened. So you guys exaggerate like that, and now I get a picture to three a day of shopping carts. That's my life now.
Some poor child is dead because it got hit a car, then that careened off to the side.
It's so upsetting.
I don't think that's true.
Kevin wouldn't know. He was already home by then. By the time that shopping cart stopped moving.
Legs up, arms behind his head.
1-800.
By the way, I only took that picture of Kevin once.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
And that's still going on to this day.
Forever.
I did go to high school with a kid who one time pooped his pants during football practice, which like isn't. I think that's a thing. Like if you get tackled really hard, poop can come out.
I've never heard that.
I don't know. He pooped his pants. That's all I care about. And for all 4 years, he went by Dookie, not by his own choice, obviously. But I assume when he went off to college, he was like, "You don't know anyone who grew up in the Valley, do you?" Like I think he was nervous at every step. You know, like to be
like you had called ahead and let everybody know that he's Dookie.
Hey, I heard he's going to Auburn. We gotta put up a sign.
That's exactly the worst case scenario, though.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah,
wasn't his fault.
It's awful for him, not me.
He didn't do anything wrong. And to be saddled with that nickname for the rest of high school?
Didn't do anything wrong.
Poop his pants.
He got tackled.
Yeah.
Like, get out of the way. Right?
You got to score a touchdown every
time. That's
what
I'm saying.
Or you're going to poop your pants.
Come on, man. If that is not a way to get the players to play better.
That's true.
You want to be Dookie for the rest of your life?
I'd score a touchdown every possession.
Right?
It's a great point. All right, so that's the topic on the table. You got a bad reputation for something you did one time.
Oh, I hope Dookie was listening.
I do, too.
It just hit me. He probably forgot.
It brought back a painful memory.
Yeah.
Now he's sitting in his car sobbing.
Yeah.
And all of his friends are like, oh, I didn't know that kid's nickname was Dookie. I'm going to start calling him that. I don't know. Are my phones working or are people not calling yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So 1-800-520-1067. This is what we're looking for. You got a bad reputation for something you did once. Or it doesn't have to be you, right? It can be
somebody else.
It can be somebody that you know. Yeah. Because I'm sure that this has happened to. I mean, look, when I say Michael Richards, do you think about his 11 years on Seinfeld?
No.
You think about that one night in Hollywood. I mean, one thing can change the trajectory of your whole life and how you are looked at.
Unless you're Hugh Grant.
That's true.
Unless you're Hugh Grant, right. 1-800-520-1067. Tell us about your bad reputation. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right. Just ahead of a song, let's take one phone call. We're talking about you did one thing and you got a bad reputation for it for years. Or you're the one that gave the person the bad reputation like Jensen did. Shane in Redlands. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Lots of a love here. So I was 13, 14, and I put a bunch of corn on my plate on Thanksgiving. And they said, like, oh, you killed it. Like, you ate all the corn. And maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I've heard it both ways.
By the way, that means he did. Go ahead.
Not trusting his family. Go on.
But to this day, I'm 31 now. They continue to be like, hey, Shane,
You want some more corn?
Half your life now has been about corn.
No joke. I mean, that's literally half my life.
That's amazing.
I don't know if I'll ever get over it.
That's amazing.
I want some corn.
You had one good meal, and it sticks with you for the rest of your life.
If I were you, I'd demand to be called the Colonel.
That's a better name.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
You're welcome, Shane.
He's applauding.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Like that. Shane, thank you so much for listening and for calling 1-800-520-1067. Who got a bad reputation because of something that they did or happened to them just one time? We'll take your calls after the Weezer on K-Rock.
Hey, Half Salad.
F you guys.
We're talking about you got a bad reputation based on one thing, and oftentimes it's just a nickname, like your friend Dookie Jensen, a nickname that comes out of one event and sticks with you for years, and that's what happened to Dave the King of Mexico.
Yeah, it was way early when he just started, and we went out to lunch, and apparently, I found this out later, he didn't have enough money for more than this, right?
Yeah.
So he ordered a half a salad.
That was an option. It was a lunch menu, and you know it was a big salad. But they offered a half a salad, and I ordered it.
And you ordered it out of poverty.
Yeah,
because I didn't know that. So I started making fun of him, like, "Who orders a half salad and that's all? Don't you get a half salad with something else?"
Daddy Warbucks over there, burning money in front.
No, I had no idea it was a money thing. I didn't know that.
Salad was still $9.
Oh, the half salad?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We called him half salad for 5 years.
We did.
Oh.
Yeah. Now we call him no left turn.
Yeah. Well, that's just you. I think you're the only one
keeping
it alive.
Remember, speaking of, we're going to get right back to your calls with your bad reputation stories at 1-800-520-1067. Remember a former producer, Lightning, on the program, whose parents put his dog down without telling him?
Mm-hmm.
And we called him No Dog for like 2 years, which was not only an awful thing to do, but it had to hurt. It had to hurt every single time because it was so traumatic for him.
Hey, No Dog, come on in.
It hurt him so much, by the way, you guys.
I feel terrible about that.
I mean, come on now.
All right, thank you, Half Saddle. Let's go right back to the calls. Why don't we start with let's start with Travis, please. Irvine, line two, up first in this segment here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Did one thing and then got stuck with a reputation.
Yeah, so I used to be a law enforcement officer, and while I was doing my field training, I got into a pursuit. It was raining. My field training officer was all jacked up. We were chasing the suspect down the road, lost him, unfortunately, and we pulled over to the side of the road to debrief, and I vomited everywhere because of the adrenaline drop.
Mm-hmm.
So that spread around the department, the news of it, and throughout the rest of my career, anytime if I got on the radio saying that I had a failure to yield or I was going to be in pursuit, everybody would get on the radio and start making vomiting noises.
Oh, that's mean.
No.
You have to remind him?
Wait, they
right?
would get
That's
on,
triggering.
They would get on the radio and make fun of you that way? An official channel?
Yeah, no, I mean, it would be something like, you know, 132, I've got a fail to yield, and the dispatchers would even do it.
They did the right thing.
That's amazing.
And you were probably a very good police officer, and that's the last thing you needed to be reminded of every week, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, but, you know, you got to have humor in that kind of a job.
Sure. Exactly. True. All right. Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Travis. We appreciate your call, sir. Let's go to Alice, line five. She's in Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
Hey, Alice.
Alice, what were you known for?
Oh, God. I went to a pool party freshman year of high school, and it was a school thing, and I found out later that my bathing suit was transparent.
Oh, no.
What is that? Sorry.
You found out later? How much later?
I mean, someone may have told her. What, was it a white suit?
No, it was pink.
Oh.
It was like a dark pink suit.
So
but
you
apparently
didn't,
it was something.
You didn't look in the mirror. You didn't notice. How long were you at the party before someone told you?
It wasn't even at the party. It was after.
Like a day or two later.
Oh, my God.
And did you get like a specific nickname for it?
Not specific, but you know, it just came up all the time. It still does.
And you couldn't figure out why,
everybody
wanted to take a photo with you.
Right?
That must have been so confusing.
Right?
Alice, can we take a photo? Wow, I don't even know you.
No, I'm okay with it. But
Alice goes to Vaughn's, and they're like, "Hey, Alice, huh?
How you doing? Anybody want to go to?"
I mean, they all have a mental picture of my tatas.
Now we do.
Sure. Great call. Thank you, Alice. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's try Beth, line 4, Woodland Hills, up next, talking about bad reputations. It only happened one time, but you can't shake it. Beth, what happened?
Oh, very funny. My husband and I were camping with his best friend and his wife, mm-hmm. and we were coming back to get lunch after looking at the day where we were camping. And the wife and I were in the back chatting about how much we were looking forward to hamburgers and hot dogs and going on and on. And my husband was in the front seat with his best friend, and he got so irate, and he's like, "We're not making hamburgers and hot dogs. We only have time for sandwiches." Well, that set it off, and we were in hysterics. And until this day, even friends that weren't even there comment to him about sandwiches.
I love it. They're doing the right thing.
If we sit down at a restaurant and there's sandwiches, we ask him if which sandwich looks good. My kids even harass him, and they weren't even born yet.
Wow. That wasn't even an incident. It was just a sentence he said once.
Fantastic. Yeah. He has a shirt and everything for it.
That's great, excellent. Beth. Thank you so much for calling. Man, we have long memories when we want to, don't
sure
we?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Hey, give me some Floor, line 1, Los Angeles, up next. This is another good one.
Hey, Floor.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are good, thank you.
So, I got my wedding invitation card revoked for my friends because in my early 20s, I was a bridesmaid, and I kind of ruined a wedding by getting a little bit messed up.
You don't ruin a wedding by getting a little bit messed up.
Yeah, because a little bit messed up is what they're hoping for.
No, this was before we entered the church. I was a little messed up.
It was a pre-party. All right.
Wow. Okay. She was tailgating.
Yeah, it was a really early pre-party.
Okay, so you were drunk at the wedding and sort of ruined it. And then what happened?
Well, I didn't even make it to the reception. I was told I couldn't come back.
And then
sent me home. And then brother had to go pick me up.
And then reputation-wise, you were disinvited from future weddings for a while?
For a really long time. So I was known as that drunk girl, so they were scared to invite me to weddings.
Sweet. See, you ruined one wedding and people hold it against you. Thank you so much for the call. Hey, let's do one more. Let's make it, you want to do Gary, line 6, please, Tustin?
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Great, what happened?
So I drank way too much on a 4th of July in like the early 2000s, maybe 2003 or 4, and I was super hungover the next morning. We all went out to breakfast, my family and a bunch of friends, and I was so hungover I couldn't even think to eat anything, and I ordered peaches. And I swear they call me Peaches every holiday. I get peaches in my stocking. I get peaches. Every time we go out for a family dinner, someone slides a bowl of peaches over and goes, "I ordered these for you."
Who has peaches for a hangover?
It is such a random choice,
that's so
Gary.
Weird. It makes sense as to why it stuck with you forever.
Yes. Yeah.
What? Hello? What?
Peaches?
No, he's gone. Peaches is gone.
Oh, there you are.
Peaches, you there?
Hey, Peaches, you like Deadwood?
Hey.
Peaches.
Hey, Peaches.
Yes, what?
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52. Sorry, 7:52.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, what time zone are you working in, man?
Hawaiian.
That's usually my mistake. People are dumb is something that we have learned and something you probably know from listening to this show. That's coming up right after the top of the hour. And then Clownvis will be in here, guys.
Right.
Very excited about Clownvis. I mean, two great tastes that taste great together? Clowns has, and Elvis?
Bean has 5 billion audio drops, and that's an actual horn.
First, though, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday morning.
What's going on?
Well, there's some news that I know is just going to get Kevin riled up.
Okay.
Because there's a few different things I could bring up that I'm not going to say cause a vein in your head to pop out that I've never quite seen before.
Hold on, let me breathe.
Yeah. It's not James Lipton.
It's the Queen?
It's not the Queen.
Okay.
It's Friends.
Oh, dear God.
Jennifer
Aniston. Can I guess?
Yeah.
two of the cast members were caught together having lunch, and that means there's a reunion.
Well,
woo!
Nope.
That happens every day.
It's often, yeah. Well, this is actually a bit more concrete. Jennifer Aniston is on the Ellen DeGeneres show later today. So they released a clip, and Aniston said she's open to a reunion.
Hiya, folks.
She said, I would do it. She then said the girls would do it, and the boys would do it, I'm sure. Listen, anything could happen. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. Theme right there, yeah. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. That was actually Allie doing some meow-yoki.
Thank you.
How about that?
I'm just saying, Kevin, does that thrill you that now for the next, like, month, we're going to be hearing...
couple years.
Well, we're going to be hearing about what other cast members say.
Maybe part of the problem was I didn't find that show that funny. So
well,
I don't understand...
You're wrong about that, it's first possible. Of all. It's
but
a great show.
But because of that, I don't understand all of the... Since then, it seems like all the People magazines and everything are about friends getting back together, friends getting back together. And it's tiring. Get back together or don't. Don't talk about it.
As a great man once said,
why is everyone so obsessed with friends?
I did say that, yeah.
So you're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. All right. What about Dead to Me? Did you watch that on Netflix? Christina Applegate, Linda Cardellini.
I haven't seen that here.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's wonderful.
Even with too much TV, it's a great, quick watch.
All right.
Well, this won't shock anybody that watched it. It will be back for season two on Netflix.
Oh, kids love it.
Yeah, kids dig it. Kids love...
murder.
Well, murder. Yeah. Yeah. To be determined, though, if co-star James Marsden will return. And if you watched it, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Okay. Good stuff. But something that is returning that I can definitely say we do not need. A pair of MTV classics, dating game show Singled Out and Punk'd, are being rebooted for Quibi?
For what?
That's Jeffrey Katzenberg's new digital venture, which goes live June 13th. Here's the thing. Each show is set for 10 minutes or less.
Oh, I love it.
20 of each have been ordered. How are you going to do Singled Out in 10 minutes or less?
That's like the entire Quibi format. So everything Quibi is going to put out is going to be basically groomed so that you could see it in line or like in a subway or like something quick that you can digest.
This is
why don't they call it Quickie?
Listen, I didn't name it, woman.
Okay. Yeah.
This is why I love Children's Hospital. Because they're like 12 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's what they're basing it on, even smaller attention spans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then Quibi is for you, Kevin.
A good example of that for me, and it's very rare that that works, but Hot Ones is a great 8 to 12 minute show. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one, but there's so much bad 8 to 12 minute content.
Yeah.
And I don't know, can you see a whole episode of Singled Out in 8 to 12 minutes?
That's what they're saying.
But would you spend any more than 8 to 12
minutes
watching
that? 10 minutes
or less.
Who knows? 10 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Weren't you guys instrumental on getting Jenny McCarthy on Singled Out?
No.
Take my lead, Bean.
Certainly not. I've never heard of any of those things that you're discussing.
But you were right.
No.
Bean.
No. What that guy said.
He's backing me, so no.
Yeah, I'm pleading the fifth.
Why do you guys hide it?
Yeah, this is weird.
I don't want to be responsible for giving Jenny McCarthy a bigger platform.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, you didn't know then, though.
We didn't know then.
No. Yeah.
Still didn't, but we didn't know then.
Yeah. It's like when you guys put Bill Cosby on Kids Say the Darndest Things.
We did not do that. Yeah. It's not us.
And you guys put Harvey Weinstein at Miramax?
Again, not us.
It was fine. Kevin Spacey, you got him his first gig.
Wasn't us.
What if you did? What if you did all these things? You just have the worst track record ever.
It's just like the who's who of horrible people.
We got OJ. What an actor.
Yeah. And you said to Trump it'd be a good idea to run for president.
I mean, Kevin didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Guys, millennials blamed for killing a lot of things, which is insane. It's not right. But I will say this actually makes sense.
All right.
And I kind of respect it. Millennials have killed the doorbell.
Killed the doorbell?
They no longer ring a doorbell because they just text from the car.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
But how do you know who's in the neighborhood?
Oh, Bean. We're going to go ahead and file that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you doing? But I have to say, when my doorbell rings, I'm like, what? Who? What is happening?
What's happening? Someone's ringed my doorbell.
This is insanity.
I thought the Ring doorbell does pretty well, but I guess millennials aren't buying it.
No, actual doorbells.
Yeah, I think they mean the
actual
doorbells. Oh, well, those should be dead.
Yeah.
There's a newer, better technology, more than just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a much better version.
Where you can see who's there.
Yeah, it's like saying the Walkman is dead. Yeah, no S.
I still have a Walkman.
Oh, all right.
No, you don't.
I have a Walkman Sport where it has the thing.
The yellow with the flip. Yeah.
Plays cassettes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Mixtapes.
I love it. So they killed the doorbell, and I respect it because nobody should be ringing a doorbell. Anyone?
You have to have a very strong opinion on this one.
I just murder. You guys, Britney Spears decided to post a video recreating her famous Slave for You dance, complete with a fake snake. However, she did it to Billie Eilish's hit song, Bad Guy. I love that. And I love her. And I love Billie Eilish in the comments with all caps, OMG! I feel like Billie Eilish is living her best life right now.
Yeah.
Like, everything wonderful is coming
true. It
does
seem
for
like
Eilish.
Each week there's something else that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And deserved.
Absolutely.
It must be so overwhelming to have all of these things happening to you. A virtual unknown a couple of years ago, and now Britney Spears is dancing around to your music, you know?
Right.
And posting it. It must be insane.
Justin Bieber wanted to meet her. Like,
yes.
Amazing.
Like, how would you possibly handle that?
Probably like poorly. Meth or heroin.
Yeah. I don't think so. She seems to be doing fine.
Yeah,
but
she's
no, we weren't talking about her. We were talking about
how would we
respond to it.
All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. Mark Wahlberg, Jeff Garlin, Ron Livingston, Pete Wentz, Kenny G, Ninja, Nick Kroll, and Aaron Peanut Willis from 311.
In addition to your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party coming up in less than an hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, we still have to come for you a 4-pack of passes to the Fortnite Summer Block Party at the Forum, a 2-day event celebrating the Fortnite community with top creators and celebrities. And I say all that here on Ninja's birthday. So hang on for a chance to win your Fortnite prize package as well on K-Rock. First, though, people are dumb.
Dumb.
This story's a couple of years old, but I wanted to bring it back because of all the scandals that are going on at USC and for everybody being able to bribe their way into college. Mm-hmm. Mother disguises herself as daughter to take exam in her place.
Nice!
Wow. She wanted to make sure that her daughter got a good score on the English exam, so she disguised herself. She dressed up in Converse, in baseball boots. Baseball boots? Her baseball boots. Cleats?
I doubt she went in to take a
Says
test
that.
In cleats.
Jeans and a lot of makeup. Managed to be admitted into the exam hall, but then the teacher there had that hurt this woman's daughter in a quiz like 2 days before.
Sure.
And he's like, you're not... She was just here. You're not...
Yikes. I love BTS and these baseball boots.
So she took the exam for 2 hours while undercover security, like cops, were just waiting outside. And they let her write the whole essay.
Wow.
And then as soon as she left, they arrested her.
What did she get, I wonder?
Yeah, how was her essay?
It doesn't really say.
Because I thought the story was going to end with...
No.
Successfully took the test for her daughter and failed. That's what I was hoping would happen.
Would have been a lot worse than her daughter had done had she tried it.
Exactly.
A man drove a stolen car to court for a stolen car charge.
Okay.
I swear this happens once every 3 months or so.
Dumb.
This is out of Hartford, Connecticut. Police say a man answering to a stolen car charge drove a stolen car to court. Authorities say 25-year-old Jonathan Rivera was at the Hartford Superior Court Wednesday to appear before a judge on a charge of first-degree larceny and tampering with a motor vehicle from February. Parking authority agents just scanning license plates like they do outside the courts, and it showed up as being stolen. So they waited for him to get out of court, and when he came and got back in the car, they arrested him again.
He had to get there somehow, right?
But in a stolen car, for a stolen car charge?
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Right, agreed. Woman in Buffalo was busted driving around with a homemade license plate. A New York woman was reportedly driving around with a cardboard license plate.
No one noticed.
She didn't even try to make it look real. Deputies in the Erie County Sheriff's Office pulled over Amanda Schweikery, which I'm positive I'm saying right, 28 years old, on Wednesday morning for driving without a front license plate. And the one on the back was clearly fake. Once they had her stopped, deputies discovered she was operating the vehicle with a suspended registration and no insurance.
She should have had the other guys just steal a car for her.
Right, she could have had that. Unflushed toilet tirade gets deputies called to a house. An apparent fight about an unflushed toilet overflowed into a dispute involving a swinging a plunger, and then the police were called.
Don't use the word overflowed to describe what happened, please.
I mean, it's sort of what happened. A 58-year-old woman identified as the victim said her roommate, Trovan Park Patterson, 36,
nailed it,
was yelling at her and spit. She then said she grabbed the plunger and started swinging it at him.
On brand for the problem.
Yeah. And then apparently they called the police, and the police showed up. But this is my favorite line, and this is why I bring it up. There is a line in the story that says, many consider leaving a toilet unflushed poor etiquette.
Just button it right up with that sentence, don't they?
Many. So that many. Clearly means not all. That's weird.
Was that a one or two? Do we know that?
I assumed it was a two.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would think so if it's clogged. Yeah.
Clogging it with a one would be remarkable.
Amazing.
That would be something else.
You'd get a prize for that.
So is there anybody, Kevin, who doesn't consider it poor etiquette?
I don't know. That was my question.
That's very strange.
It just says many.
Yeah.
I assume all people
consider
that.
I mean, I hope
that.
So.
I would think so,
unless they work at Intercom in this building, and then it just becomes normal.
In Philadelphia, they are trying out a new program of street sweeping, cleaning up all the trash. Apparently, there's a huge trash problem in Philadelphia. The city bought 10 new street sweepers at a cost of $2.73 million.
Wow.
The problem was the street sweepers can't fit down many of the city's streets.
Oh, no.
I feel like
it's
they should.
Too big.
They should check that out beforehand.
You would think someone would measure someplace.
Ugh. Yes.
So the mistake was 6 weeks into the pilot program, intended to reduce the amount of garbage on the streets. And instead of being able to do that, they are looking into buying smaller ones. But now what they have to do is they have to have employees with a leaf blower. Oh. Walk down those narrow streets and just leaf blow everything into the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
And then they leaf blow it all the way down to a wider street where a street cleaner can suck it up.
This doesn't sound good.
It sounds like
a lot of work.
It sounds a lot like Philadelphia, though. I mean, if there's a city that's going to do that, it's Philadelphia. So they're looking into buying new ones, but they are $225,000 a piece. So it doesn't seem like that's going to happen anytime soon. And I'm just saying, I don't know, measure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Clownvis is in the building.
We are not worthy, you guys.
Not at all.
I'm just thinking about the red letter days in the long history of the Kevin Bean Show. There have just been a few days, like when we had the great Johnny Cash in here.
Yeah.
When we had Commander Jim Lovell from Apollo 13 in here. And I just think there's no way we can be in the same room, breathing the same air, interviewing this person on our little radio show. And today is one of those days. Clownvis, welcome to the program.
Wow. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here. A legendary show.
It's our pleasure, and we want to thank your manager Betty, who tipped us off to your existence.
She's my agent, but yeah,
agent,
that's Betty,
yeah. She called in when we were talking about people who have raised in clown houses, and she told us about clownhouses.
great topic. By the way.
People that were raised by clowns,
right. Some of them in houses,
clown houses,
yeah. or tents, yeah.
Sure.
And we have gone
clown cars.
We've got such a deep dive on the magic of clownhouses. How long have you been doing what you're doing, Clownvis?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for, I really appreciate you.
Sure.
It's been a long time I've been doing this, man. Over 10 years now. I don't really count, you know, but it's been a long time coming my whole life, really, to get to the point where the show is what it is these days.
Mm-hmm. And it's magic, it's comedy, it's singing. Was that the plan at the beginning? Did you always have this multimedia act planned, or did it just gradually you add it as you went?
Definitely had the... those were the elements that created what I wanted to do, which originally was just play birthday parties in nursing homes and stuff. You know, I just wanted to get paid on the weekends.
You have
you know?
To dream big.
I guess it would be important for people who didn't hear the original segment to explain that Clownvis is a mashup of a clown and Elvis.
Yes,
it's
correct.
Both of those things in one. Mm-hmm. What is the origin story of Clownvis? How does this begin?
Well, like I said, I wanted to make about $200 every weekend,
mm-hmm.
so I thought, what can I do to perform, you know, at a store opening or a birthday party or a nursing home or something simple on
every
weekend.
Did you think clown first? Just like clown alone?
To tell you the truth, I thought clown or Elvis, and I wasn't that good at either of them.
Okay, good. Good.
And so amazing. I figured if I could, you know, throw in the, you know, the mashup and get some anonymity, and it kind of grew from itself right then and there, you know.
And were you always a singer, or did that come
definitely.
With? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Singing is what I love to do. So.
Okay.
He's Elvis.
Well, it would appear that under the mask, if you do a little bit of research, not that I would ever out who it is, but I'm saying, like, it does seem like you know a lot of musicians. You're kind of in the scene slightly.
I definitely walk within the world of musicians and now you know, comedy and everything. So it's great. It works in a whole lot of worlds, and I'm blessed for that.
His hair is incredible.
His makeup
is incredible.
So
everything's very intense and beautiful.
I'm also very blessed because I just wake up like this.
And you consider that blessed?
Well, you know, depends on who you ask.
I gotcha. Okay.
Now, Clovis, I won't bore you by spending a lot of time on this, but you were doing Clownvis already, and at some point you got the invitation to be on America's Got Talent. And that was really where your career caught fire because Piers Morgan said you're the worst contestant in the history of the program, right?
Yeah, I was proud of that. That was a nice title.
Yeah, coming from the worst person in the world.
Yeah. Where's he at?
Pretty good.
So what did that do for your career? Was it almost overnight success after the AGT?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's things have been rolling in since then. You know, people got the idea of not really what I do. The appearance didn't really show what I do on stage.
Yeah, they gave you 13 seconds. That's
yeah,
why.
They didn't even give me a chance to look bad, which was fantastic. But no, it really did. You know, it helped set the tone for what I do, I guess, and really got the phone ringing and opened a lot of doors.
Have there been times where maybe clowns have been in the news for not great reasons, like luring kids into the woods or the It movie, where it maybe hasn't been easy to be a clown?
Well, yeah, every single day, really. A lot of people don't like clowns. But especially a couple summers ago, there was an epidemic of people seeing clowns on the side of the road and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No real crimes committed or anything.
And
but no real evidence.
But it's scary.
It was just like a clown scare.
Yeah.
And that was tough, boy. I remember I was doing a gig somewhere, waiting in a car, you know, down, I can't remember the city, but I was waiting in a car dressed like this. And
how do you sit in a car with that hair?
I had to lean the seat back.
Okay.
And a group of people walked by, and they kind of saw me. And they all kind of start clamoring. I think, oh, my God, they're going to call the police on me. Or worse, just, you know, take me out mob style. Because really, at that point, the police were saying, if you see a clown...
Kill him.
They said, don't...
I don't think they said that.
Okay. They were putting out tweets saying, if you see a clown, don't kill him. Just call us. Just call the police. Which is still... I mean, I'm allowed to walk my dog and go to the park like anybody else.
Like that? So, do you do it like that?
Well, sure,
okay,
yeah. I mean, I'm not going to put on a costume to go walk my dog.
Also, I don't feel like I see clown first. Does that make any sense? Like, if I see clown a dog on the street, I see Elvis first. Then
oh,
I go,
sure.
Oh, he's also
because
a clown.
Because of the hair.
Yeah, and the jumpsuit. He wears the full jumpsuit.
And clowns are people.
Are they?
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Are they people?
In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways. Okay.
We're talking to Clownvis here on the Kevin Beach Show. Has a couple of local gigs coming up, including tonight at Alex's Bar in Long Beach. Tickets available at alexsbar.com. How is it possible to see the King of the Clowns for just $5, Clownvis?
Yeah, we wanted to make this a special deal because I love Alex's Bar. It's a very fantastic place.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple of bands on the bill. We said, let's make this a no-brainer that we can get everybody out. It's a $5 ticket, boy, and that's you can't beat that.
You can't beat that at all. And then Saturday, you're going to be doing a comedy show at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles with a bunch of other comics.
That place is
great. Yeah. That place is fantastic. The hottest place in town right now.
It really is.
Describe your show for folks who have never seen the Clownvis Live experience.
Well, sure, yeah. I have a whole catalog of songs that I'll blow through.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a little bit of magic, and there's elements of stand-up comedy in it. And I play some acoustic guitar, and I overall connect with the audience and try to make it a magical experience and just different than what you'd get at any other show. You know?
Sure.
And now we all love songs like Buracos Tacos, but will you do any of your Christmas songs? Which I'm going to say, those hold a special place in my heart.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I crowbar them in all year long.
Nice.
They're too good to sit on the shelf for 11 months.
Excellent.
We have to take a break. Clownvis is here. By the way, clownvismafia.com is the website, on Twitter, @clownvis. Columbus, same for Instagram. We need to take a break because we're out of time for this segment, but you're doing the Gathering of the Juggalos.
I am, yes.
And our friend Jensen, sitting there to your right, has also done the Gathering.
I've also performed there.
Is that right?
That's right.
As have you, Clownvis. So I think there's some stories to be told at one of America's great gatherings. So Clownvis is here. We'll take a quick break. More with our guests right after this on The World. We are honored by an in-studio appearance from Clownvis, the king of the clowns here on the world-famous K-Rock. He has two dates this week in Southern California, including Long Beach tonight at Alex's Bar. And then on Saturday, you'll be at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Get all the details at clownvismafia.com. Clownvis, you know what I was just thinking about?
What's that?
Kevin and I have been doing this radio show for 30 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And in our first week on the air here, we had Elvez in.
We did.
Oh, yeah. He's a great.
Great Elvis impersonator.
Very, sure.
Totally made it his own, right? The Hispanic Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are three decades later with Clownvis on our show. And it's just...
It's a theme.
It's just amazing to me the power of Elvis Presley, who's now been dead longer than he was alive. That 30 years apart, we have two high-profile Elvis impersonators. You think there'll ever come a time where there will not be people dressing as the king?
No, I think it'll live on, you know. And as you know, as an Elvis fan, I love to see his memories celebrated. But at the same time, things need to evolve and change so younger generations can appreciate things,
mm-hmm.
and other you know, other cultures and things outside of what Elvis did can appreciate.
And that's why you brought in the clown.
That's why I did that. Yep.
Right. Well, it's a beautiful tribute to Mr. Presley.
I'm sure he'd love it.
Have you ever gotten any reaction from anyone inside Elvis's circle? Like, does Priscilla know you exist, for instance?
Not from the Presley estate or anything, but mm-hmm. there has been some blowback from impersonators that take it all very seriously.
Oh, you're kidding. No, Elvis impersonators get angry at you?
Can you imagine? They think I'm goofing.
I think your love is real.
That's awesome.
It comes from a place of love, definitely.
All right, let's talk ICP.
Yeah.
Sure. It was announced this week that you are going to be appearing at the 20th Annual Gathering of the Juggalos, which, as usual, is in Indiana. You played it before. Jensen, you played the Gathering before.
I have. But this year, just so
I want to hear you guys talk about the Gathering.
Well, first I would like to address that this year it's called the Super Gathering.
Super Gathering.
Because it's the 20th anniversary. But in all jokes aside, ICP has put together one of the more impressive lineups over 20 years. Just to give you some of the names this year that will be performing alongside Clownvis. Obviously the Posse, Bone Thugs and Harmony, the Ghetto Boys, Morris Day and the Time, Gilbert Gottfried, CNC Music Factory.
Wow!
I mean, you are... in for a full day, and yeah. Both of us have performed it before. You've had great experiences because you are a clown.
Yes.
I know some people haven't had good experiences. I felt it was the really, really kind... I thought it was like a very sweet audience, at least to us.
It truly is, you know, and I'm sure everybody has individual experiences, but it is... 100% a loving and accepting community of people.
Absolutely.
The Juggalos.
It's funny because you see the pictures and everybody looks all wild and crazy and ridiculous, but they're not that way at all.
I originally showed up at night, so they flew us in and we got in at night, and it was a horror movie. everywhere you turned, people were like lighting off fireworks onto each other.
Yes.
People were offering drugs to each other.
Yes.
A lot of optional clothing. I saw a baby stroller, which terrified me.
Yes. Jensen says horror story, and I see Kevin's eyes lighting up.
This sounds
awesome.
This is
a dream.
Shoot fireworks at each other?
If you want a thrill,
the
initial descent into the Gathering of the Juggalos, your first time, is a real eye-opener. You really don't know what's coming next. But Jensen, I think like you were saying, the next day, or you know, once you're in it for a while, you know, and the sun comes out and the birds start tweeting, you realize what a beautiful place it is.
Absolutely. I agree. Once I saw it in daytime, and once you start to get the lay of the land, you're like, oh, this is anarchy and great. Like, it's actually kind of a very sweet moment where people just get, you know, forget about their jobs during the week and just go be weirdo ICP fans.
Yes,
it's peace, whoop, whoop.
It's peace, love, and hatchet-wielding clowns.
Yes. And this year you're just, like, announcing people and also performing?
I am doing my set, and then I'm going to be hosting the main stage.
Wow.
And then I'm doing a few other things. I'm also going to be Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse. He's getting in the wrestling ring, which is a big deal.
Okay.
They're wrestlers. And he's asked Clownvis to be his manager, so I got that to think
about.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of different things.
So it's exciting, and I'm so excited about the Gathering.
There is a funny picture of me talking to, Shaggy. I think I'm talking to Shaggy, and I'm wearing my, you know, like a button-up shirt and, you know, black jeans. And I was like, oh, I want to get that picture. picture. And so I would search the internet for it, and I realized it's the header picture for Juggalos for Bernie. So, like, I didn't vote for Bernie Sanders. I wasn't there on behalf of Bernie Sanders, but they found a picture of a guy who kind of looked like he was in business. And I just became the face of Juggalos.
I'm just happy there's a Juggalos for Bernie. Yeah. I mean, there's three right? factions. It's fantastic.
It's your boy.
So it's really like a family event, though, because it's also been around so long, you're probably at the point now where little kids who went to the gathering are now grown-ups coming to the gathering.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah. It's a whole new generation of Juggalos.
That's amazing. Tickets are on sale now for that, by the way, if you want to head out to Indiana. Jensen, I can't believe you're not going back. Kevin, I can't believe you're not going.
Come with me, guys.
I really do want to go back.
Sounds awesome. I got some room.
The other thing, too, is when you go in, no one searches you and there's no metal detectors. So I asked the guy, I was like, what can't you bring in? And he was like, There's nothing.
There's no corporate sponsors. There's no security. There's no nothing.
Yeah, the only security is people who are there.
Yeah,
like security of each other. Yeah. But I said, would you stop someone with a gun? No. Would you stop someone with a hatchet? He said, well, then no one would come in. He's like, everybody's got a hatchet here. I was like, all right, bud. I'm just going to close my eyes and walk in.
Yeah.
I think we have to broadcast from Indiana, you guys. I'm sorry.
Really should. Yeah, send someone out to do a field report. They can sleep in my tent.
You'll be shocked to hear they move it around a lot.
They move it around a lot.
They do, yeah. You'd be shocked.
Cloudvis is playing in town at the Alex's Bar in Long Beach tonight. You can get those tickets at alexsbar.com for just $5. And then the Los Angeles date, you can get the information at clownvismafia.com. Before we let you go, with our thanks, by the way, we couldn't help but notice you brought in your guitar today, Cloudvis.
I did.
What's this about?
Well, I'm such a big fan of the Kevin and Bean Show and what you guys have done here over the last 30 years. So I wrote you a little song, if that's all right.
About us.
Oh, my gosh.
It's about you guys. Yeah.
All right.
I figure I wouldn't bore you guys with one of my hits, you know. I'd write something new.
All right. Very kind.
Well, I wake up every morning, rub my eyes, and I start the day. I pour myself a cup of coffee and eat a plate of eggs. I flip on my FM radio as I muddle through my routine. And a smile comes on my face when I hear old Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean, Allie and Jensen and the whole damn team. Hey, party people, we're making a scene, talking about old Kevin and Bean. You know, there was a time when people said FM radio was dead.
Is that time now?
Well, if you look at me and what I'm doing here, I think they spoke too soon when they said that nothing special can happen on FM radio, man. Not with the internet and satellites. But here we are on the Kevin and Bean Show. And K-Rock is doing all right. Everybody, Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean, Allie and Jensen and the whole damn team. Hey, party people, we're making a scene. Talking about old Kevin and Bean.
All right, listen to that.
That's for you guys.
I teared up a little bit.
That was awesome.
That was beautiful.
I don't know how we do anything after that. It's only BC and AC, before Clownvis and after Clownvis now.
Thanks, guys.
Clownvis, I'm about to say that you have left the building, but again, with our thanks, we really appreciate you coming in. Please keep in touch, my
Go
friend.
See him, everybody.
If you can make it to the shows, come on out. Alex's and Dynasty Typewriter, two great shows.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Worth checking out that Beastie Boys documentary, by the way, the two remaining boys talking about the creation of that album, Ill Communication, on its 25th anniversary. I think it's at Apple Music, I want to say.
It's Spotify, I think.
Spotify. Okay. Yep. Definitely check it out if you're a Beasties fan. Hey, we're going to give you those tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast, Luau, and Beach Party coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll tell you how to win them on K-Rock. First, Allie's got What's Happening.
Well, we talked yesterday about how excited we are that Tracy Morgan has been named ESPY's host. And he was back in the headlines because he had just bought a $2 million Bugatti, drove it off the lot. Less than an hour later, somebody sideswiped him. Not a good situation. He was being treated in an ambulance, which people freaked out about.
Yeah,
because, of course, he was critically injured in 2014 when his chauffeured limo was hit by a sleep-deprived trucker.
Some great sound effects.
We had mics there.
To joke about a guy dying with him in the car.
It was a cartoon crash.
Bean.
No wonder he died. The thing went on forever.
Bean. Anyway, you get a $2 million Bugatti. You drive it off the lot. You want to drive it for a full day.
Sure.
Right? Before it gets sideswiped.
Mm-hmm.
But he wound up tweeting, "Thanks for the concern, but I'm totally fine. My new car? We shall see. Love you all." That's just bad.
It's not ideal.
Nobody wants that, you guys.
Mm-mm.
But what I do want is if I'm graduating from 8th grade, I want Jenny Slate to come and speak to my school. Because I'm the only student at the school. There is one graduating student on a tiny Massachusetts island that is still going to receive the star treatment because Jenny Slate is going to speak at this month's graduation ceremony for Cutty Hunk Elementary School, a one-room schoolhouse on the island that has a year-round population of around 12 people. I did a deep dive after I saw that one person was graduating from 8th grade. God bless you, Gwen Lynch, who's graduating. And then I found out the year-round population, 12 people. How many people live on your tiny island, Bean?
About 10,000.
So 12 people. Unbelievable. And God, Jenny Slate had see that invitation and be like, "That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Amazing.
Yes, I'll do it." That is so great. I love it so very much.
Jenny is awesome.
I wonder if the graduating middle schooler knows who Jenny Slate is. I wonder if she'll be impressed.
I mean, she has
eighth grade, probably.
Yeah, Jenny Slate's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
At least Jenny Slate's, like, the parents and the teachers of the school.
And Jenny Slate's the voice of that little character.
Marcel the Shell.
Yeah, that, like, kids love. So, it's there. Jeez, hater over
there. Kid's going to be sitting there going, "I heard it! Do something new!"
Seriously, Bean?
No, what I'm saying is...
No, what you're saying
is... It's so awesome that she's doing it, but I was just thinking, what if the kid doesn't know who she is and just thinks, "Who's this lady who's coming out to talk to me? Why couldn't I get a star, you know?"
Yeah, a lot of times an 8th grader says, "Why can't I get a star at my 8th grade commencement?
In my city of 12.
Right?
You don't know, man.
You don't know. Nickelodeon has ordered a SpongeBob SquarePants prequel series. It's going to follow a 10-year-old SpongeBob to sleepaway camp. The series is called Camp Coral, and you're going to see lots of SpongeBob and his pals spending the summer building underwater campfires, catching wild jellyfish, swimming in Lake Yucky Muck. Good times, everybody.
A lot of memes.
A lot of stuff going to come out of this.
A lot of memes.
A lot of stuff. Everything is happening, though, for SpongeBob, right? Standalone stories for characters like Sandy Cheeks and Plankton.
Mm-hmm.
Those are expected, too. There were movies, SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
I think the Broadway play is still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. What about Jurassic World? Do you want an animated series for that?
We don't have a choice.
We don't.
I don't think so. The draw of the Jurassic Park movies is seeing the dinosaurs look real.
Okay.
So instead of making the dinosaurs look real, they just make it all look fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's animated, it's the Flintstones.
I mean, again, who's going to do it? That could make a big difference.
Netflix.
Okay.
It's a new animated kid series based on the Jurassic World franchise. It's coming in 2020. It's Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. Cretaceous. Listen, I don't write these or pronounce them. It takes place during the same time period as the 2015 Jurassic World film. So, there you go.
Is Jimmy Buffett in it?
Don't know that reference.
He's in the last one.
Okay.
Or the second to last one.
Well.
Everyone's looking at me weird thinking I'm lying. No, he's really in it.
Is he?
Yeah, there's like dinosaurs attacking a food section and he's sitting there eating and he gets up and goes, and just runs off.
Like no reference to him being Jimmy Buffett?
No, not even a small reference. No, nothing.
Is there a parrot?
No. There's nothing. It's just Jimmy Buffett.
Margaritas?
Is he eating a cheeseburger?
I think he is drinking a margarita.
Okay.
But he gets up real quick and runs off.
And that's it.
That's it.
Well.
Now, were you told that, or did you see it and go, "That's Jimmy Buffett"?
Number one, I did sort of realize it, but then when I got home, I looked up.
You Googled it?
I was looking the movie up, and I was like, "Oh, he's in." I do remember him in it. It was very strange.
I think it would be, maybe I'm wrong, an interesting phone topic one day to talk about the strangest cameos in movies.
This has got to be up there for me, but yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah,
random people who show up in films and you have no idea why.
Well, especially Game of Thrones, it comes up a lot where like Ed Sheeran shows up and Brett Favre.
You know, Steven Spielberg's cameo in The Blues Brothers still blows my mind every time I see it.
Very weird.
I mean, he's not an actor.
No.
It's just very weird to see him in that movie.
The biggest casting agent in the world was in Barry, the second to last one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like weird stuff like that. Huh. Anyway, maybe a phone-in topic. But either way, when you see Jurassic World, look for Jimmy Buffett.
I will.
It's a good tip.
Look for that.
He's in it.
Listen, if you are going on Saturday to our weenie roast luau party on the beach, gonna be a good time. Maybe you don't know what to wear. Well, if you look at Twitter user Mike Arnold's tweets, he stumbled across some bold fashion trends while using the ASOS app. And he tweeted screenshots of the design and tagged the store and captioned it, "I give up." Are you guys aware that crop tops are back for dudes?
That's what I'm wearing.
I was going to say, if you don't know what to wear, crop tops for men.
I didn't think it would come up before then, but all right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is it a solid color? Are you going like a rainbow for pride? What are you doing?
It's like a mauve.
Oh. You've never said the word mauve in your life.
I wasn't even sure it was a color before.
It just popped out.
Well, ASOS responded to the mounting criticism by explaining that the tops are part of the company's plan to break down fashion norms. I mean, there were crop tops in, like, the 80s. I remember men would wear crop tops, and you'd be like, hey.
They shouldn't have, though.
Yeah.
Like the lifeguard look, you're saying, kind of?
Yeah, crop tops, and then they would wear, like, dolphin shorts.
Sure.
Remember that in the
80s? Not really.
All right. Well, crop tops are back.
All right.
Maybe a little under boob? Yeah, let's do it, gents. See you Saturday, Doheny. Let's talk about some birthdays.
Please.
Mark Wahlberg, Jeff Garland, Ron Livingston, Kenny G, Peanut from 311, Nick Kroll, Ninja, Pete Wentz. And that's what's happening.
All right. Thank you, Allie. Let's open up the phones right now. 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to be a contestant, we are giving away tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast, Luau, and Beach Party in the Bud Light VIP Party section. You must be 21 and up. You can call right now to play the game. 1-800-520-1067. You're...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Right? The Burp Remix.
It's the jam.
Of Billie Eilish.
Yeah. You know,
come on, Kevin, you're with me.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time, you guys. K-Rock Weenie Roast, Luau, and Beach Party this Saturday at Doheny State Beach. You can still buy your tickets at frontgatetickets.com for an amazing lineup that includes 311, Limp Bizkit, Silver Sun Pickup, Snoop Dogg, Catfish, The Bottlemen, Revivalist, Ex-Ambassadors, and more. Did I mention Limp Bizkit is on the bill? That Bizkit for Weenie is coming true?
Limp Bizkit!
So you can buy those tickets or you can win them right now. It's time for Meow-yoki.
Meow, 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 meow.
Here's how it works. Thank you, Omar's cat. All right, we have
pop. Yoki. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
That's enough. Let us do the game. All right, we're out of time, everyone.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Put the cat down. I would like to explain how this came about.
Please.
We were in Atlanta, and there was a radio station there, and they were doing this contest. And at first, we started making fun of it because it was so lame.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to steal it.
Fell in love with it. Yeah. Yeah. Just totally fell in love with it.
Yeah. We told them, though. We told them we were stealing it.
We did tell them. Yeah.
It was a Mix 94.1, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And we literally started mocking them when they started the bid. And then about halfway through, we thought, this is actually okay. And then by the end of it, was like, why haven't we been doing Meow-yoki? So now we're doing it. So I guess the way it works is we put a caller on the line. We spin the wheel to find out who is going to be meowing for them. And we're going to be meowing songs from the K-Rock Weenie Roast Beach Party in Luau this weekend.
Now,
right?
Are we saying the name of the band or artist? Do we give them that heads up or no?
I don't think we should.
Really?
With our meowing? A hot ticket.
Do you think with our meowing, they're going to get it?
I mean, that's the game, bro.
I think so.
That is the game, bro.
Damn the rules.
Let's try it. Let's try it and see.
All right.
Well, we're not going to switch it halfway through. That's not fair.
Someone's going to get it.
All right.
So we're not going to say. All right. Zeba in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Zeba. Why are you already pissed at us?
what's with
the attitude?
Oh, I'm just running late to work.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go.
So why don't we just shut up and do it? The wheel just landed on Bean.
Okay.
Oh, this is
so
me.
Bean has to meow.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to, now listen up, Zeba. I'm going to be meowing one of the big songs that you'll be hearing if you win the tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast this weekend. All you have to do is tell me who the band is and the song, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Here we go.
Don't screw it up, Bean. She's late for work.
Meow, 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 meow.
Did you press fast forward?
I gotta be honest. I'm looking at the answer. It doesn't seem right.
Was he squeezing his testicles?
You know.
Zeba's gonna come through. She's got it. We're on the same wavelength.
Okay, let's see. Zeba?
311.
Yes. What song?
The song, the You
Know
Down, Down.
There you go.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a win.
She got it.
That's a win.
All right, that Zeba. Was nothing like that song.
You hang on. You may win. Let's find out who our next contestant is.
Next up is Cynthia in Pasadena.
Hi, Cynthia.
Palisades,
sorry.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Hi, Cynthia. You have me, unfortunately.
Oh, Kevin's going to be meowing for you. Kevin, who was mocking my perfect rendition of 311 Down.
Zeba thought it was. All right, here we go.
Meow, 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 meow. Mamma mamma 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 meow.
You looked insane.
Boom!
I'm looking at it and didn't recognize it, so I know how you felt, Kevin.
I'm writing down what I think it is. Yeah. So okay, I think good. I got it.
All right. Cynthia?
Limp Bizkit, Nookie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kevin, Allie? Was it Drop It Like It's Hot?
Yes! Yeah!
No way!
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I'm
drop
two it for like two. It's hot.
Come on, because that was perfect. That's why.
All right. So far, Zeba is the only one in the running, but let's see what Corey and Tahunga's got going on. Hey, Corey, you ready?
Hey, yeah, what's going on, guys?
Okay.
It's going great. Well. We're going to spin the wheel, do some meow-y-okey here for Weenie Roast tickets.
And you get Allie.
Oh.
Allie.
All right, Corey.
Let's do it.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
So tender at the end.
Ex-Ambassador's Renegade.
It is.
Yes, it is, Corey.
Good job, Allie.
Good job,
he says.
Very impressive. Okay. So now we got a drawing happening with two contestants already in the hopper here. Let's play a couple more.
Let's go to Sandy in Placentia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remember when we thought no one would get one?
Yeah.
Do an easy one, please.
All right, Sandy, you get Jason Jensen. Whatever his name. You get Jason.
You know what? It's only been 8 months. All right,
let's go with Jason.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow.
All right, Sandy.
That has to be Limp Bizkit, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, and a bleep out.
Oh, no. Oh. It was. He was doing Faith. Faith was the song he was doing there. It was. There you go.
Yeah.
Seems worth it now.
Thank you for playing, Sandy. We appreciate it. All right, we just have time for one more contestant, you guys.
All right, let's make it Jamie in Upland. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Spinning the wheel, see who's going to meow for you. How do you think it's going so far?
Right, it's going good.
Mm-hmm. Poorly, I'd say. Dave, the King of Mexico.
Okay.
All right.
He's going to meow your song.
All right, here we go.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
What's happening?
Meow, meow. Meow.
This is not a song.
Meow,
that's
meow.
What I'm saying.
Meow, meow.
Did you get the list of songs you're supposed to be prepared
for?
Yeah,
okay. Right on. Someone caught your tail in the door, wow. Dave. All right, I apologize that you had to hear that, Jamie, but what song is it, if you want to guess?
I think it's Silver Sun Pickup.
No.
Lumineers.
Yes, yay! Yes, but you don't get a second guess, unfortunately. You belong
in my street. Yeah,
okay.
Nothing.
I
no,
don't hear
the
it.
Sweetheart part.
I mean,
was
sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't
he
hear
went
it.
Way high.
Ziva is running late for work, you guys. Corey also on the line. They both identified their songs in Meowyoki, so we got to do a drawing. Find out who's going to be joining us on the beach this Saturday. Who's doing the drawing here?
I did the drawing, but Dave watched it. I didn't do this on purpose. It's my guy, Corey.
Corey. Congrats, Woo! Corey. Hello?
Thank you, guys.
You're Woo! Welcome. We'll see you on Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks.
Well, that means it's time for Allie McKay. What's happening?
What's happening is a Baby Shark TV series based on the
what?
Viral video.
I'm sorry, what?
Swimming till it's Nickelodeon.
What?
Baby Shark. Sorry, guys.
Oh, to hell. That's going to be stuck in my head all day.
Yeah.
How can they make that a TV? I mean, I don't really know the lyrics, but is there
the
is
lyrics
there a plot?
Do tell a story, right?
They do?
I think so. It's like they're chasing them and then they chase back. It's a chase, right?
I thought it was just you name Mommy Shark, Daddy Shark.
Yeah, it's absurd.
We have it, don't we? I mean, I don't want to play it for people, but... Okay, so this is the intro, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, we have to sit through each intro. Oh, that's all we have?
And then Mommy Shark.
Then Mommy Shark. Yeah. And then
no
I think,
one has ever listened 4 minutes in when it changes to have a story.
Well, I think the flip is that then they get chased.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but how is that a TV show again?
Are you on acid?
No.
Okay.
Are
no.
you on acid? Great question, Kevin. Well, we don't know what's going to happen because premiere date, episode count, all of that.
Okay.
Not included.
Sorry. Can I bring this up? So
sure.
Then it says Grandpa Shark, right? Grandma uh-huh. Shark, Grandpa Shark. Mm-hmm. Let's go hunt. Do, 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 do. And then the end is run away.
That's it?
So there's no story.
Well, that's kind of a story. Let's go hunt. The family's all together. They're going to go hunt as sharks.
And then there's just a punchline out?
And then
they run away?
Run away?
Guys, we reported on a
they
Magic 8-Ball
away?
Movie yesterday.
No, that's
like, this is enough of a story.
No!
There's a family of sharks and they go hunting.
But then they run away.
And they run away to go do the... Yeah, no, I think...
They don't
then the,
swim away.
No,
they
I think,
run.
I think fish are yelling run away. I think that's in the video. It's like, oh, here they come. Run away.
See what you did, Bean?
I'm very apologetic about my participation in this.
Okay. I'm a screenwriter.
And I don't know that it's good for kids to watch sharks hunt. I don't think that's much of a feel-good show for kids. Because
why don't you shut up for about a week?
Okay, it's a good idea.
Wow.
What are these sharks going to be eating, right?
Run away! Fish.
Oh. That's my favorite version of your song.
Out of curiosity, Bean, what do you think sharks eat?
Well, people.
Very good
news,
question.
Mostly. But fish. I mean, are kids going to tune in and watch a show where a fish is hunting and killing and eating other fish?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be very graphic, Bean.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
So much blood.
I don't think I'm going to watch this show. I'm not supporting this at all.
I can't believe you. Don't shut up.
Well, this is created quite a ruckus. Mm. It's America's richest self-made women under 40. This is a list from Forbes.com. And a lot of people are up in arms because they don't feel that the woman that comes in number one, Kylie Jenner, net worth of $1 billion, should be on the list because it's richest self-made women. And people don't feel like she is self-made. What say you?
I mean, she was lucky enough to be born into that family and have a huge lead by the time she started, which
absolutely.
Most people don't get.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning seed money for her business.
Yeah, money, exposure, mm-hmm. everything.
A
that
TV
you
show.
Need. Yeah. So
which
I think she was lucky that way. But then she also did make a ton of money with makeup and a whole bunch of different things.
And there are a lot of people that are born into incredible circumstances that make nothing of themselves. They just rely on that family and their family money.
So,
I mean, she got a huge head start.
Oh, absolutely.
But also, like, she's not even the most famous of the bunch,
right?
Really, and she made $1 billion, which means that her product is at least kind of good, because it's not like all the rest of the Kardashians don't release product. They do.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian is on the list at $370 million.
Yeah, she's at $1 billion, mm-hmm. her sister.
She's at $1 billion.
People have to like the product enough to, you know, move it up.
Absolutely. Taylor Swift is on the list, net worth $360 million. Then there's some entrepreneurs, Thrive Cosmetics and Bumble creator. And then coming in number one for richest female musician in the world, Rihanna. What do you think her net worth is?
And does she have any money outside of music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Right now, Fenty Beauty is just
right now, she's making more off beauty than she is music.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a half a billion.
Yeah, I was going to say $500 million, yeah.
$600 million. Wow. By the way, her brand has generated an estimated $570 million in revenue and is worth more than $3 billion.
Wow.
Not bad. Not bad.
Way to go, Riri.
Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Right, Riri?
Madonna is on the list at $570 million.
This is just money she has left over?
It must be. That's a lot of money. Celine Dion, $450 million. Beyonce, $400 million. The first athlete to make Forbes' richest self-made women list has a net worth of $225 million. That would be one Serena Williams.
Hmm.
Not bad. Oh, yeah, and Oprah's on the list at $2.5 billion.
I'm sorry?
$2.5 billion. Good
With
God.
A B?
With a B.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money, you guys.
That's my
Wait,
commentary.
How is Kylie Jenner number one on the list, then, with a billion?
She isn't number one on the list. It's very weird. It's okay. She's under 40. Oprah's over 40.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ellie's making this up.
As she goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it's under 30.
Kylie's on the 21 and under list.
Starts with the letter K. It's people who start with letter K.
Kylie's on the Calabasas Forbes list.
Yep.
It is weird that Oprah did slip in to this article, but mm-hmm. I'm reading the under 40 on Forbes.com. Yeah. Listen, you're right, and you were right to call me out,
mm-hmm.
and I apologize,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to make it up to you.
Okay.
With a story.
That she's looking for now.
I'd love to tell you about a controlled explosion on the set of Bond 25 damaged the 007 stage at Pinewood Studios and caused a minor injury. Things are not great on that set right now. Multiple setbacks, including the injury to star Daniel Craig. Remember, he jacked up his ankle and then he wound up having to have surgery. Bad, bad situation, you guys.
Yep.
I don't like it. I don't like any of it. But I do like Punky Brewster, and I do like that she is going to be in a revival. It's a follow-up series to the classic sitcom Punky Brewster. Original series star Soleil Moonfry is attached. She's going to be her as a single mom of three, trying to get her life back on track when she meets a young girl who reminds her a lot of herself.
So she kidnaps her.
That's not mm-hmm. in here.
Fourth kid.
That would be weird.
Keeps her locked up in a basement.
That's what I heard.
That took a real turn, you guys. Took
I don't
a real
know
turn.
Anything about Punky Brewster. I'm sorry mm-hmm. to say. I did not see it. But Saloon Moon Fry was at a Weenie Roast a few years ago and was very popular with the crowd that saw her there. She's in the pit.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
She was in the pit just rocking out, and people were just so thrilled to be rocking out with her.
Whoa. Thank you, Mr. DJ.
I had a Punky Brewster sighting, you guys.
You did. Yeah. Did you know it was her, or did people say, hey, that's
Punky
Brewster?
People pointed it out to me. I didn't know who she was.
Okay, excellent. Well, the forthcoming documentary on Mac Miller has been put on hold. According to Wrap Up, the filmmaker, C.J. Wallace, announced on Monday on Twitter a tweet that he has now deleted. But here's what it said. So over the next year, I'm going to start collecting interviews and content to make the definitive Mac Miller documentary for his family, friends, and fans. Apparently, that announcement was a smidge premature.
Mm.
He revealed that after news surfaced of the documentary, you know, after he tweeted about it, the late rapper's family and management contacted him and asked that it be put on hold for now. So we will wait for that. Do you remember when Madonna was trying to block the sale of a bunch of her personal items, like a love letter
from jail?
Yeah, but I don't remember why. Because her ex-friend was selling things like her panties and a letter from jail from Tupac Shakur to her. And she was like, please, no, no, don't do that.
Wow.
Well, Madonna has
lost. Dean, how much did you pay for the panties?
Let me hear the rest of the story first.
Madonna has lost the appeal to block the sale of the personal items, including that breakup letter from her then ex-boyfriend Tupac Shakur. Madonna's former friend, Darlene Lutz, is placing some of her items up for auction, and a New York State appeals court says she can't pursue claims against her. Hmm. Here's the thing that's just bizarre. Madonna and Lutz reportedly settled a dispute back in 2004, and Lutz paid Madonna an undisclosed amount of money so that Madonna would never go after her for anything.
Hmm. Is that a legal
That seems thing? Like something Madonna shouldn't have signed off
no.
on.
Yeah.
This is weird. Yeah, so if you want panties and Tupac Shakur's letter to Madonna from jail? Bean, how much would you pay? Great question.
Not interested, but I definitely have a lot of questions about this story. It's a very odd story. Like, how did this friend get these personal possessions from Madonna to even have them?
How many of your friends have panties?
Yes.
Like 7 or 8.
These stories always seem to center around a storage unit or something like that.
Right.
It always is like, oh, they had
storage wars.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
It's just shady. Yeah. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, it's shady.
Like, what kind of friend would... Well, ex-friend.
Right.
Right, Darlene. Who's named Darlene, right? Unless you're on Roseanne. Is her name Darlene? Stalling.
I like to see the weirdness continuing from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm very
you.
Happy with it.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Still yep. really haven't slept.
He was searching feverishly with
really
his hands.
Was.
Oh, you are a good one.
Yep. Some yep. birthdays for you guys. A 311 bassist, Peanut. Actor, Nick Kroll. Kenny G, the smooth jazz sax player.
And my favorite person ever on Drop the Mic.
Really?
Is that Kenny right? G?
He was so fun, so exciting. He would write his own lyrics.
Awesome.
Text me in the middle of the night, hey, what if I say my penis is like the flute?
Wow.
Okay, Kenny.
How many people, though, do you think he texted that to?
Right.
You know, he's like, oh, that wasn't for you.
That would be amazing. He's also Kevin's favorite person to see at EDC wearing glitter on his face.
We ran into him at EDC, and Dave and I took a picture with him, and there was some glitter going on.
It was all over your face.
It was all over my face.
It was a good time. Happy birthday to Ron Livingston, Pete Wentz, Mark Wahlberg, and Jeff Garlin. And that's what's happening.
A 5 p.m. commercial free tomorrow morning at all new Kevin and Bean Show. We've got Get Up On This with Jensen, who's going to...
Kevin, what about Kevin?
...introduce us to something that we should be up on.
Yep.
Dr. Drew is on every Thursday. And we just mentioned 311. Nick Hexum is going to join us.